This is the Xbox One Patriots postgame show on Patriots.com radio.
Left foot forward for the quarterback. Takes the snap. Retreats in the pocket. Under a rush. Throws across the middle. Touchdown! Rob Gronkowski! He spikes with emphasis!
The Xbox One Patriots postgame show with Mark Bertrand, Paul Perillo, and Andy Hart is your source for the latest news and reaction following every Patriots game.
Smith from the gun, under pressure across the middle, that pass to the near side, picked off, a juggling interception, and it's the rookie Logan Ryan on the run, to the 15, to the 10, to the 5, into the end zone! Touchdown, Patriots!
Join the conversation by calling the Ace Ticket Hotline at 855-PATS-500 or email the show at webradio@patriots.com.
Shotgun snap to Taylor, eludes him, and careens into the end zone, and Chandler Jones picks it up, and Chandler Jones has a touchdown.
Now, live from the Subway Fresh broadcast studios inside Gillette Stadium, here's your host, Mark Bertrand.
Welcome to the Patriots postgame show on Patriots.com, presented by Xbox One. The Patriots get a big, big win tonight at
home.
Told
you so.
Just like we all said.
Everyone predicted that. 43-17 is the final score, and with that loss for the Cincinnati Bengals, there are no more undefeated teams left in the NFL. The Pats take down the Bengals tonight at Gillette Stadium. Tom Brady threw for 292 yards, a pair of touchdowns. He became a 50,000-yard passer in his career. And a dominant performance overall by the Patriots tonight in their win over the Bengals. A statement win, if you will.
They competed. That's all we were asking for. They competed.
Oh, you got a lot more than what
they
you were
dominated.
Asking for. You got a dominant win. You got an old-time
They're
this
not
was,
dead.
You know, we were talking a lot during the course of the week. There was many, many times in the past where the Patriots were counted out and left for dead. So they told us. Not really, but so they told us. This week, it was legit. A lot of people, including us, were saying they didn't have a chance tonight, and they laid the smack down. That was an old-time Patriots win where not a lot of people, I won't say everybody, not a lot of people thought they were going to win that game tonight. And not only they won the game, they dominated from the opening kickoff right to the final gun.
Didn't see this happening.
Did not see it.
At
not
all.
Like that.
I
could have envisioned a win, but not like that. Not a thoroughly dominant, wire-to-wire kind of just demolition of a good football team.
You know, we talked about it before the game, right? Before we wrap things up in the pregame, and that was, if this was to happen tonight, I said it would have the feel of them dismantling the Texans a few years ago. And it did. It felt exactly
it
like
did.
That game.
Now the
it
only
felt,
question is, do the Bengals go in the tailspin the Texans do?
Who knows? I mean, but in terms of the dominance, in terms of the statement that they made, they showed up tonight. I mean, again, they did far more than I think anyone was asking of them.
No question.
To do in this game.
The offensive line blocked. The running backs ran.
And you know what? That
pass catchers caught balls.
You know, and I know do we have to set up the good, the bad, and the ugly? Because, I mean,
don't step on his toes.
The offensive line was, I know it sounds so simple, but it was so different than any of the other four games.
Look what happens when you block.
You know what else what happens? When you actually put the guys out there and you just say, you're going to play. You know, I mean, Ryan Wendell, for whatever reason, was deemed not good enough after being good enough to start for the offensive line on AFC championship teams. And all of a sudden, you put him out there with the rookie Stork at center, and you picked five. Yeah, Marcus Cannon rotated in at the two tackle spots periodically, but for the most part, you went with five guys. And that performance was night and day from any of the first 4 weeks. The protection that Brady had, the room to run, they ran when they were in running formations, they ran with Ridley, they ran out of passing formations with Vereen, they had all kinds of room. This was just a dominant performance, but those guys up front, that's the difference. You know, you didn't have every third or fourth play Brady running for his life. And that's what was happening. There was, you know, periods of protection against Kansas City, followed by just, you know, jailbreaks. There were no jailbreaks tonight. One sack. Very few hurries, very few times where Brady was getting hit on his throws. Just a terrific performance.
And I need to give Ryan Wendell his just due. I still have my doubts about him as a guard, and I could envision bad things happening. But for tonight, anyway, he got the job done, and that offensive line got the job done. So
yeah,
give
there were some
praise.
Bumps. Yeah, you're right, Ian. There were some bumps, but for the most part, you gotta tip your cap.
It's the Xbox One Patriots postgame show. The phone number for you is 855-PATS-500, 855-PATS-500, the Ace Ticket Hotline. You can also dial 508-298-0398. If you want to send in an email, you can do that at webradio@patriots.com. Let's get to the good, the bad, and the injured.
Now it's time for the good.
Nice!
The bad.
You don't talk to me, all right? Knock it off!
And the injured.
I was fallen, and I can't get up!
On the Patriots postgame show.
Well, I think there's a lot of good, but Paul, you just touched on, I think, the biggest change maybe for the Patriots, and that is their ability to block in this game. As I mentioned, Tom Brady threw for 292 yards in this game for the Patriots on the ground. The Patriots had 220 yards rushing as a team. Stephen Ridley on the night, 27 carries for 113 yards. Shane Vereen was flirting with 100 yards himself. He averaged 10 yards a carry, 9 carries for 90 yards on the night. And even Tom Brady ran a little bit in this game. But in terms of the offensive line opening things up for the offense, it was huge. But I also think on top of that, the backs and the receivers, guys performed on the offensive side of the football. I really think that was the case.
Yeah, I mean, I thought everybody, and I would include the quarterback in this, took a step forward. You know, I thought there were still some times when, you know, Gronk had drops. Brady had bad throws. Brady looked like he was a little harried, a little hurried. But that's okay when you're competing, and those are sort of the every third play instead of every play in a row, somebody is doing one of those things.
Yeah.
That's going to happen. They're not a perfect 2007 cohesive 500 point whatever. But this was a major step forward. But I think one of the things I liked the most was they took Darrelle Revis. They told him to chase A.J. Green, and he chased A.J. Green. He almost had a pick out of it early. That was wiped out by penalty. But I thought he looked more interested. I thought he looked aggressive, and yeah. I thought he took A.J. Green out of the game. I don't know what his final numbers were. He had a couple catches. But it when it mattered, it was 2 for 19. The
touchdown catch came when he was off the field. But I totally agree with Andy about halfway through the Bengals' first possession. And the Bengals did drive the ball right down the field in their first drive. I looked at Andy and I said, Revis looks a lot more engaged, doesn't he? And we both agreed. It's like that's what he was begging for. You know, you could read between the lines when he was talking all week, all last week. I think this week someone asked him if he had ever gone to the head coach, he had ever gone to his coach and asked for this. And he said, yeah, a lot of times with a lot of different guys. And obviously he didn't say whether or not he did that with Bill. But to me, the inference was clear. This is he probably had gone to Bill, and this is what he wanted to do because he was a different guy tonight. So that is a strong one, I think, in the good category. We already talked about the wonderful production out of the running game. Rob Gronkowski, I think, is a huge good. I know a lot of people are going to talk about Tim Wright. And Tim Wright, you know, showed you he can contribute like a lot of people thought he could in terms of being an athletic guy who could catch some passes. But Rob Gronkowski was closest to Rob Gronkowski tonight that I saw all season.
Couple
uncharacteristic drops.
And they weren't great throws.
And there were some bad throws to him,
back
too.
Back hip type throws.
But 100 yards, he was moving across the field. Still looks like he has trouble getting down the seam like he used to. But some of those crossing routes, he seemed to be pulling away from linebackers. And we should also say, in fairness to Cincinnati, they looked like they had never covered a tight end in their lives tonight.
Well, haven't.
Well, all their linebackers were out. I mean, they were missing Burfict coming in. Sean Porter, I think his name, mm-hmm. got hurt in the first series of the game, left for the game. They had problems in that middle level. They had no answers at all for Gronkowski and Tim Wright, and Brady just picked them apart.
Yeah,
Gronk looked good.
Wright finishing with 85 yards, 5 catches on 5 targets in the game. He was involved for the first time. Gronk, as you mentioned, a big night for him. 100 yards, also had that touchdown as well. It seemed like the tight ends were a big part of things, considering that was a weakness that they could exploit. I mean, you could tell that was a part of their focus in this game, was to use the tight ends. And they did, and he did it well. How did we think Brady looked in this game?
Good.
Yeah, I thought he did too, but
not great.
He was not at the
perfect.
Top of his game.
No, not by any means. Well, but
he got away with a real bad throw.
That's
in
good.
The first quarter when it was
almost picked.
Yeah,
that one.
He threw it well behind. I forget who the target was, but
I think it was Edelman.
one of the linebackers that hit Emmanuel Lemur.
That Jeff Hobson told us in the pregame was a good player. He actually made a few plays.
Yeah,
tonight.
hit him right in the chest.
Outside of dropping that one.
And I think he was also trailing a lot of those tight end completions too. But yeah, he made some plays, and that was a bad throw by Brady. He had a couple low throws to Gronk, uncharacteristic with those two. So it wasn't perfect, but much, much better.
And he had that edge to him. He had that early run where he ran and then got right up in a Bengals face, which is sort of...
That's his thing.
Cliche. Brady. It is a little cliche Brady. You know, in Pittsburgh, everybody's down us. We're going to Pittsburgh. He does it in Pittsburgh and gestures to the crowd, whatever. It is, but whatever works for him, whatever. You know, he certainly looked like a guy that likes playing here again instead of the guy that Mort said wanted out of town.
Right.
But as Paul said, the crowd. I give the crowd credit. Those Brady chants, I don't know whether they were chanting to Brady himself. You know, maybe they all read the Mort report and were chanting Brady because they want him to know, we love you, we don't want you to go play somewhere else. What it was, but they did that a number of times, give them credit.
It was like, you know, that Moonstruck. You know, remember the movie Moonstruck in the 80s with Cher?
No.
He smacks him and says, snap out of it! That was the crowd yelling Brady tonight. You know, you're Tom Brady. Did you remember that? You're Tom Brady. You're one of the three greatest quarterbacks of all time. Play like it.
We got you.
We're here for you. I thought the whole lower bowl was standing throughout the game.
Yeah.
And
it's a good crowd.
There was at least, what, how many? 5, 6 different times where the crowd
Brady.
Was doing the Brady chant. Yeah. We haven't seen that kind of atmosphere here. Certainly not consistently and not really for a long time in a regular season game.
Well, as Tom says, start drinking early. You know?
Yeah.
Get lubed up.
Yeah.
It was a good crowd.
Keep hydrated because it's warm.
Yeah, it was a good crowd tonight.
Warm, it's cold.
Even early on, they were even standing in the red
lubricants.
Seats.
Yeah, it was a very good crowd tonight. That's something that we are often critical of the crowd. But that was a good crowd tonight.
And,
good football atmosphere.
Good work by the security guards not yelling at people to sit down in their seats.
Yeah, they were all up, Beetle.
didn't look like it was happening.
Beetle, that lower bowl, they were all up.
Let people actually be football fans, which was definitely the case tonight. Stadium was rocking.
Did you like my fireworks?
Those were your
fireworks?
There were fireworks.
There were plenty of fire. You probably couldn't see them because they're above you.
Yeah. They were beneath
me. Were they silent, too?
They were pretty quiet.
Did you hit the button?
Light pyro.
Who hit the button?
Light pyro.
Who hits the button?
The Atlas Pyro folks are good friends.
Oh, okay.
Atlas Pyro.
Do we have a flyover?
No, not at night. Can't see anything.
I mean, you can if it's a jet and you see that burner in the back. It looks sick.
Glows.
It's awesome.
I've
seen a flyover tonight.
Yes.
I remember
every time they scored, the whole ring exploded.
There's that great picture of the Buffalo opener, like 2009, with the Jets flying over. It was a great picture.
Yeah, it was a great picture.
That was a night.
Yeah, we got a little trouble for that.
Was it before the game, though?
It was before the game.
And that was a 7
o'clock. It's like twilight.
And that was a 7 o'clock start, first game of the
year. Twilight.
They're a little lighter up.
No, I think it was an 8 o'clock.
They were also about 300 feet above.
I believe that was the doubleheader Monday night.
Which caused some issues.
Era, no? And we had the early game?
All right, we're going to move on.
Two big touchdowns to Benjamin Watson.
Next topic.
Led them back.
Great photo, though. It's a great one. One you want to put on your wall. 855-PATS-500. Let's briefly touch on the bad.
I don't think we were done with the good.
We're gonna work our way through the good, Andy. We got a lot of good. I mean, there's a ton of good coming out of this game. We're just trying to work through it here and get to some calls. Okay.
Turnovers created. Good.
No. He's done with the good. He wants to move on to the bad. Felger Jr. over here wants to move on to the bad after the best win this team's had in quite some time.
Okay. Brandon LaFell? Bad. I'm putting him on the bad list tonight.
Okay.
He could have had a touchdown in the end zone late in the game. Didn't happen for him. He stopped running on that one play down the sideline.
I think he was trying to draw a penalty.
I don't know what was going on.
You're trying to draw a penalty on that play, you keep running.
Yeah.
In an effort to try to draw one. But I don't really think he necessarily deserves to be singled out.
We got
to
put somebody on the bad list.
Dominic Easley could easily be on the bad list.
I'll give you.
He plays patty cake up and down the line when he does play. Then he had a terrible blind block in the back to lay a guy out, in which he celebrated when he took Bernard to the ground.
Yeah,
and then he got hurt.
People were like up in arms on Twitter about that call.
Which one?
There was a fumble that wasn't. It was an incomplete pass. Guy dropped a pass, and we scooped up the fumble, and the Patriots started running back.
Easily buried Bernard
from behind. It was a clip.
Right, and people were saying play to the whistle, right?
It wasn't unnecessary. It was a block in the back. It was a hit from behind.
Yeah.
He had a bad night, and he got hurt and didn't come back. So, overall, bad
night. Yeah, the two things that would stand out to me was there's some injuries that piled up tonight, and the penalties piled up tonight. Those
penalties
are two pretty obvious bads. Devin McCourty.
They weren't really bad. They didn't get over 15, did they?
Devin McCourty didn't play that.
No, no, they had 12. 12 that were counted for 114.
It's not even the worst this year.
Okay, can we put the refs on the bad list?
Yeah.
Oh, they were pitiful tonight.
I thought the call on Gronkowski was abysmal.
The one where he bumped the helmet?
Yeah. I mean,
yeah,
he did,
sure.
But
you could call
on.
That. You could call that literally on like 75%.
But you're talking about you can't have a guy
but I
basically
thought Reggie Nelson
attack
went
another
too.
Guy and then call the penalty on him. I still want to see the replay.
It looks like Reggie Nelson went to him,
he
and
did.
Then Gronk
he did,
went
and
back
Gronk
at
was
him.
Pissed and went back
and
at
they
him.
Only called,
stupid.
And they only
he
called
how can you be walking away from something, a guy runs into your mug, and you get the penalty?
And
I think something might have occurred before
it
that.
It wasn't like he, you know, they make it out to sound like he headbutted him, like he, there was some kind of...
Yeah.
They bumped helmets because he was yelling in his face.
That was
horse crap. Trying to get in his face. It was a bad call. This stupid penalty. There were a lot of stupid penalties in this game.
There were.
The referees sucked.
And they didn't really feel like they had great control of the game. There was a lot of chippiness early, couple little mini brawls and pushing and shoving. I didn't care for it.
A lot of curious things, but that to me was a bad call.
You know, I thought the Revis got called for, did he call for two penalties in this game?
He got called for a illegal contact on the play that he got the interception.
Was he called for one after that or no? That's the only one, right?
He may have gotten called for a hold as well. I don't remember.
I remember, yeah. And you know what?
I thought most of the penalties on the secondary were legit, both ways. The Bengals got called for some, too.
They called it tight. I would say that.
But the Bengals got called for one for bumping Edelman. I thought that was clearly a penalty. The Bengals sideline was up in arms on that. I thought that was it was beyond 5 yards, and they knocked Edelman off his
The whole thing that after a few weeks they would start lightening up on these calls on the secondary is bogus. It's not. You still see them get called across the league.
Yeah, so the Patriots still need to clean that up. They had a bad chop block tonight, a couple of holds. They need to clean that stuff up. And the injuries, McCourty left the game pretty early with a rib injury and didn't return. Andy already mentioned Easley. Revis looked like he tweaked a hamstring there a little bit. He came back and finished the game. I have no idea how Danny Amendola came back into that game after he wobbled off the field.
What kind of protocol he went through.
Easy. Patriots.com, not the hub.
What else we had for injuries? Do we have any other injuries?
Guy gets drilled in head, looks concussed, is announced with a head injury, comes back like 5 minutes later. I don't think it's unreasonable to ask what kind of protocol
they probably
went through.
Proper protocols, both from a league and a
Arrington,
team perspective.
Arrington, I think, got banged up, came back in the game. So some of the injuries.
Logan Ryan, when he came into the game, he didn't look good.
Chandler Jones had
picked on right away.
Appeared to have a limited workload tonight.
Could be based on the shoulder.
With that shoulder problem. So some things to keep an eye on defensively. Even though they only allowed 17 points tonight, I didn't think the defense looked especially sharp.
And easily leaving the game was not for his knee, by the way. That was announced
for his shoulder.
Yeah.
So keep that in mind, too. That's something new for
him. He might have heard it when he blew up Giovanni Bernard.
Easley was the guy who was added to the injury report on Friday. That's right.
All right, 855-PATS-500 is the phone number, 855-PATS-500. We're going to get to your calls coming up. We got emails coming in already. They're coming in fast and furious. One of them saying, what now, Paul? What now? From Dan in San Antonio. We're going to get a lot of that now, right?
Listen, there's nothing now.
Wait, what does what now mean?
For tonight. Because I think people were expecting me to say that if the Patriots won this game, yeah, but they didn't really put... No, this was a dominant win. They were +3 in the turnovers. The turnovers had nothing to do with this game. They were dominant from start to finish in this game. It would have been 43-17 with or without... Maybe it would have been 37-17 without the turnovers. You know, because there was a turnover directly led to a touchdown on the kick return. But... that's not what this game turned on. This game was over, in my opinion, 5 minutes into the game when the Patriots took the opening kickoff and just jammed it right down Cincinnati's throats and went right down the field and scored a touchdown. There is no what nows tonight. You guys want to line up and take shots at me, that's fine, but don't put words in my mouth and say that I'm not saying that this was a dominant win because it was.
Brad writes in, hey, guys, that's exactly the game I was looking for. That should quiet down all of the noise. Good to see us come out and play some tough, hard-nosed football. Hopefully the injuries to McCourty and Easley are minor, but enough of that. We're on to Buffalo. The Patriots are on to Buffalo for next week.
I will give you guys an opportunity to yell at me if you're looking for that. I also don't want to go that far as to say that this is more than 3-2. It was a great win.
We're in the same boat, Paul.
It was a great win. I'll let you know in about 10 weeks what I think of this win, because I'm not willing to say that the noise is gone
right now
and everything is fixed. Tonight, it was fixed.
I'll tell you, some of it tonight, and people are going to point to this. If you saw it on TV, and if you were even in the stadium, you saw it too. You know, Brady and his teammates and everyone being jacked up and, you know, the celebrating with McDaniels. You know, Belichick and Brady handshake at the end of the game. Some of it seemed a little bit forced. I don't know how you guys felt about it, but it felt like some of it, not the stuff between Brady and his teammates, but the stuff with the coaches just felt a little over the top. Like, we're trying to convince everyone here that nothing to see here, nothing to see at all. Everyone loves each other.
Couldn't it have just been a release? A release from people who've been working for 5, 6, well, going back into the summer, 8, 10 weeks on things that weren't really coming together, and maybe it came together a little bit.
I felt like I was being sold something tonight, Paul. I don't know how you feel.
Oh God, you're such
a cynic. I'm very cynical.
I am too, but
because you know why, Andy? I don't know that I've ever seen them celebrate like that before. With
each other. They like to
and
celebrate.
You know what? I don't know that they've ever been in the position that they were in tonight, coming into this game, based on the week and what happened last week. So there's that element of it too. It just felt like it was a little bit much. They were trying to show everyone on national TV how much they like one another.
I think they were just trying to have fun. I think they had their first opportunity to act like that, because they had their first opportunity where things were kind of snowballing positive for them, and they went with it. You negative bastard.
Yeah, I'm not willing to, you know, say anything about
that's
the
all
emotion.
Right. I'll go there. No problem.
If you want to go negative toward that, I would say we saw what can happen when they get extremely jacked up and focused to play a primetime game on a big stage while everybody's doubting them. Let's see if they can string them together now on just a regular Sunday against Kansas City, you know, against a bad team.
Buffalo. Sunday at 1.
You know, and let's see if you can put, you know, some consistency together, because that's the first time in 5 weeks they played a good football game, if you ask me. Yeah, that's the first time in 5 weeks they played a really good football game.
If you ask Brady, it's more than 5 weeks. It dates back to last year.
But again, I'm going to stick with our theme from the pregame. I'm going to concern myself with 2014.
See, I think our theme for the pregame was dead 180 degrees wrong. I thought the resumes played themselves out tonight. The Bengals looked like the Bengals on prime time coming to Foxborough. The Patriots looked like the team that's doubted at home in Foxborough. And it played out like the resume said it probably should have played out. The resume from the past 5 years, not the resume from the past 5 games.
Let's get to some of the calls. Mike,
just real quick.
Yes, go ahead.
I do think,
real quick,
I'm not willing to go all in on the team based on one game, just like I wasn't completely all out after one game. But I will say, I think the offensive line has taken a step forward tonight. I think Rob Gronkowski has taken a step forward for about 3 straight weeks now. Not just catching the ball, but sort of that after the run, trying to hit people. He threw the flipper, I think, the right arm once, and then even the left arm, the one he still wears the big black apparatus on. I thought he took a step forward. And I continue to say, matching up Darrell Revis to me is a step forward, to put him on the opponent's best receiver. So I think there are some major questions.
He played great.
That took a step forward. Now, I still have questions
Revis,
up front.
Revis looked like Revis tonight.
I thought, yeah, because you let him be Revis. You know who Revis is? He's a man corner who wants to chase the best. He wants to have a bleep measuring contest with a receiver every single play and show that his bleep is bigger. Right?
His what?
His bleep. You know what his bleep is.
I don't know what his bleep is.
Richard.
Richard.
Oh, it's Richard.
But I thought that took a nice step forward. So I thought there were some things you can build upon.
Yeah.
No, but not just they're fixed. You can build upon them.
But you know what? Gronk had a comment this week, and I don't know if you guys caught this, or maybe you guys were there, when he said, sick of answering that question about where are you at in terms of are you 100%, or you're, and he said, you know, I'm tired of answering, and I'm paraphrasing, I'm tired of answering that question.
And
I'm going to do whatever they tell me to do. I'm going to go out there and play however many snaps they want me to play.
And look what he did tonight. He threw an arm into a would-be tackler with his right arm, threw his left arm, the injured one, caught a pass diving across the middle, which he bounced on both forearms, and then he scored a touchdown where a guy dove right into his bad knee and sort of deflected off. I think those are all good signs.
Playing
I'm not
confidence
saying
too.
He is back, because his blocking still sucks. Carlos Dunlap ran right through him to make a tackle on one play.
He's a good player.
And there's still, and there's still some room to grow there.
Yeah. But Gronkowski is an all-pro.
As a blocker, not just as a pass catcher. know, he's not Jimmy Graham. He's a blocker.
I understand
that. So there's room for growth there, just like there's room for growth on the offensive line. I'm still concerned about the defensive front.
Sometimes the tight end is going to get beat when he's blocking.
Yeah, I don't want him to get beat as much as I think he's been struggling a little early in the year. But don't be so negative all the time.
I'm the one being negative?
I still have my concerns about the defensive front. Casey Walker and Dominic Easley and Chris Jones.
Chris Jones had a decent night.
He had a sack.
Yeah, that was a nice sack.
Okay, what else did he have?
I have some concerns defensively.
Wait,
general.
Let him answer.
I do.
A solid night.
If you just say it enough,
suck.
People will believe
it. He didn't suck tonight.
I didn't say he sucked. I'm not sold on the front.
A solid night, and he got a sack at the end of the game in which he was double-teamed, and he got a sack.
I'm kind of with Andy.
I'm the
negative one around here somehow.
I don't think that the defense...
Because you thought they were putting on a theatrical display out there.
They've got no depth. Listen, we all know that.
I don't care about depth. How about starters? How about front line?
They don't have... Fine, however you want to put it. They're very thin at the position. They're very thin up front defensively.
Ironically.
That's not news.
I'm just wondering about how good they are as opposed to how deep they are. I think I'm saying thin
in terms of talent.
Yeah, I know.
We're saying the same thing.
That's what he's saying.
I'm not sure how good they are. We'll see. I mean, I don't mean to channel my inner Brady. But even tonight.
Do we have enough talent surrounding Vince Wilfork? We'll see.
You know, I thought that Cincinnati...
is there a rift between him and the coaching staff?
You know how we like to... You know, like
he's not getting enough input in the defensive game plans.
When the Patriots don't score a lot of points, they typically feel like they left a lot of points on the field. I felt the Broncos are probably going to... I mean, the Broncos. The Bengals are probably going to look at that game and feel like they left a lot of points on the board.
Sure.
On the field. I mean, Jermaine Gresham just dropped. What do we got? We got a guest?
We got to cut you off there, Paul,
because we're
going right to the A-Stick
hotline. Just do what Kevin says and says shut up.
We're going right. I didn't want to tell you to shut up. I wanted to get your attention.
Slam his head into the
console. I want to bring in on the A-Stick hotline someone who I was just praising for his performance tonight, and that would be Chris Jones. Chris Jones, welcome to the Patriots postgame show presented by Xbox One. Just your general thoughts on your team's win tonight and what it means to you guys.
First of all, thank you guys for having me on. But I think it's just awesome to get this win. It's big to get a win at home. And it felt really good.
How did you feel getting to Andy Dalton? I don't know if you know this or not, but that was the first sack the Bengals have given up all year.
Actually, I didn't know that because in our game plan preparation, we knew they had no sacks. So after that happened, I kind of found out on the sidelines. So I was kind of hyped up and kind of realized.
Chris, can you sort of give us a little insight as to what it was like with the team this week? Obviously, there was a lot of talk, a lot of turmoil in the locker room. What was it like preparing for this game, and just how satisfying is it to shut all of us up?
Well, first off, I mean, you know, we take it week by week. It's a 1 week season every week, and that game was last week, and Cincinnati was this week, and so we just dialed in and focused on Cincinnati. We didn't look back to the past. We were just steadily working towards Cincinnati, and as far as the locker room, we just kept our cool, and we just came in every day ready to work.
What was the emotion like on the field tonight? Because, you know, you guys have been on the wrong end of some snowballing, and this one kind of snowballed, and it seemed like the emotion and the energy and everybody fed off of each other and really got jacked up and led to the victory.
Yeah, I mean, the offense played great. They got a lot of points on the board for us. And then defense, we came up with a couple of turnovers. I think, I don't know how many turnovers we had, but we had whenever you get a turnover, it's great in our favor. And, overall, just a great team game. And, special teams played great. We had a fumble for a touchdown. And whenever you have three phases of the team working like that, then it's going to be a good day.
How long did it take Coach Belichick to tell you guys to start focusing on Buffalo after the game?
it was almost instantaneous. No, he's right. I mean, we got to enjoy this win just a little bit, but we got to come in this following week and get ready to work because we got Buffalo coming up next.
Chris, I know it's hard to pay attention to these types of things, but it seemed like the crowd in the stadium tonight was very much behind you guys. Do you ever take notice of things like that?
They were particularly loud today, and I really enjoyed it. I appreciate the support they have for Tom also. I heard a few Brady chants out there. So, I mean, the fans are great. They're always great. It was great to hear them tonight.
All right, Chris Jones, enjoy the win and start getting ready for Buffalo.
Awesome. Appreciate all right. it. Thanks, guys.
Thank you, Chris. Chris Jones joining us here on the Xbox One post-game show.
Interesting to him, like, as a player, saying how loud it was.
Yep.
You know, and hearing the Brady chants specifically.
It's good stuff.
Yeah, I'm being serious.
I know you are. It's good stuff.
Well, I'm not usually serious. So I just
reached Andy Land where he wasn't sure if you were mocking him or not.
I'm being completely serious.
I thought it was interesting that he made note of the Brady chant and how loud it was. You know, he's a guy who hasn't been around that long, only for a season plus now. That was a different atmosphere. You know, the Denver comeback last year was wild. They were going crazy, but they were in the midst of a 24-point comeback. I thought it was wild tonight from the opening kick.
Right out of the gate.
I thought another interesting thing he said was that game. That game was last week. This week it was the Bengals. I just thought it was fun. That game.
The words negative. Kansas City right. and Chiefs have been banned from the
wiped
locker
off their mind.
That game.
We didn't play those teams.
That game.
No, but no, it is interesting that we had him on because I do think he's going to be a key player.
Yeah, because you were crapping on him right before.
No. I didn't crap
That's
on
why
him.
It was interesting.
Didn't crap on him.
You said he had a great game.
You were
game.
Poo-pooing.
I said he had a sack. And then I said, what else did he do? And you said, double teamed. He had a sack.
And then he said, I don't know. Yeah,
solid game.
If you say sack three times, it still only counts for one. But I think, if we're going to put on our Bill Belichick cap and say, you know, what needs to get better, humble pie, you know, turn it to Buffalo. I think that defensive front needs to still prove some things, and the injuries are part of it. You're without Hightower tonight. Chandler Jones, as Paul said, sort of seemed to be in more of a limited role, pass rusher, sub, and you lost easily for the second half. You're already thin there. Casey Walker got in there, had that big play where he threw the back down, and they tried to say it was a fumble. It wasn't, but I think there's going to be some jobs and role, much like last year when Villano and Jones came on. Somebody's going to have to come on in there.
We're going to get to the phones right now, but I do want to update you on this. Tom Brady at the podium just said, quote, I love all those guys, all my coaches. I've never had tension with any of them. Tom Brady just a moment ago at the podium. We'll bring you that sound coming up in just a couple of moments. Alex is in Chicago. Alex, you'll lead us off.
Hey, how you doing?
Sup?
All right, well, I think the fact that we won the game, even though most of the flags were on us, it shows that it could have been a much more dominating win. And I think I like the tight end, Tim Wright. That was a pleasant surprise for him to have a little breakout game.
Yep.
I like what I saw from Shane Vereen. He had that one long run on third down, which was great for us. And Stephen Ridley had a Stephen Ridley type game where he somehow gets 100 yards rushing and, you know, it was all around a great performance, and I think the defense played well. Darrell Revis got thrown to six times, and he only gave up three receptions for 64 yards and a forced fumble, which is good with me. You know, he's proven that he is worth $12 million a year, and overall it was a great team win. So thanks, guys, for having me on the show.
That's it.
I have nothing to add to that call.
I just want to...
Everything he said was dead on.
Tim Wright, I thought he looked really fast. As I see more
you
of
mentioned
him,
during the game,
I think he's faster than Hernandez.
Yeah,
I can't
maybe,
say
maybe not as shifty as Hernandez.
Yeah, and
with the open field running. I'm trying to save you from yourself. Can you let me?
I said I don't think he has the alleged killer instinct that Hernandez has.
I tried.
Let me get this straight.
I tried.
I'm sorry. I can't question Danny Amendola's head protocol, but Andy over here is cracking Hernandez murder jokes. Is that what's going on here in the post game? Just questioning that.
But mine is based on, you know, fact. I mean, the man is in prison right now and facing multiple murder charges.
I'm aware of that. I'm aware of that.
No, he is in prison facing them. He allegedly committed them.
I'm aware that he's in jail.
You're accusing the team of just throwing a guy back out there, Brady Hoke style. No, not Brady. Is that his name? Yeah, Brady Hoke.
Yeah, and that's what they did. That's pretty much the same thing that Brady Hoke did. Just happened to say a guy wobbled off the field and came back in the game.
Well, you know, they put him through the protocols.
So I don't know if.
And all I said
more...
was, what protocols did they put him through? I didn't say they didn't.
The proper ones.
As far as you know.
As far as you know.
Did they put him through the proper protocols? That's all.
Okay.
Liam's in North Carolina. Hey, Liam.
Hey, guys. It looks like hopefully the preseason is finally over.
Good way to look at it.
I don't know. They're still rotating right and left tackles.
They are, but at least there was a little bit more consistency tonight, and it shows it kind of proves what everybody's been saying, that we needed some consistency there to make the game look good. Brady was able to spread the ball around, wasn't all Edelman, and they looked like the Patriots they should have been all season, that they looked like on paper. On the bad list, I'd throw in, like you guys were just saying recently, there was no pass rush whatsoever. Dalton had all day long, except for, you know, the one sack. And that would be their improvement now. I'd like to see Timms come in, replace LaFell. I'd also like to say that I thought it was really classy what Kraft did, what the Patriots did for that one guy's daughter. It just goes to show that, you know, that these guys are class acts. And I wish the game had been a win on the road, but it was a decisive win. It was great to see. But, you know, pump the brakes on too much enthusiasm. We got to see what the next couple weeks bring. Thanks, guys.
All right, thanks for the call.
Another call that I would have a hard time disputing any of it. I mean, just everything they did tonight worked. You know, I mean, we all said, you know, it's another team that's averaging over 5 yards a carry allowed, Cincinnati. Run the ball. Well, they ran the ball for the most yards of any game this season, over 200 yards on the ground. You want to see better pass protection, you know, in the passing game. Well, check that one off the list, too. Brady was not harassed very often tonight. You want to see him get the ball to other guys other than Edelman. Edelman was a non-factor in this game tonight. He didn't really have very many plays at all. He made some catches, but not for a lot of yards. They did a good job with him. But they had no answer for the tight ends, Gronkowski and Wright. You know, even late in the game, if you were looking for a little cherry on the top of the sundae, Aaron Dobson comes in, and Andy, you said he looked like he got shot out of a cannon coming on the crossing route. You know, one catch, you know, big deal, but great for the, you know, great for his confidence. Get in there, make a play, make a catch. It was a meaningless play in the game, but
then he had a nice handshake with Bill Belichick.
You're an idiot.
Did you really are?
You
really,
hold on. Did
you're
you
really focusing
did
on
you
this,
see
aren't
it?
You?
Did you see that?
Don't make me
tell me you saw that, Paul.
Save
seriously?
It for 2 p.m. on Monday.
Like, come on.
You can have all the fun you want.
Have this
2 p.m.
worked out
Monday.
By Wednesday, because when I come in, it's going to be a sunshine day, all right?
And by
the way, I sang again this week. I didn't hear the final
word.
Oh,
it was great.
I hurt my friends.
It was great.
Another good Stephen Gostkowski.
He was awesome tonight.
5 for 5 tonight?
He's always awesome.
47 and 48 yarders.
Yeah, but just because he's always awesome doesn't mean he doesn't deserve the
praise. Oh, no, he does. I mean, I'm a big fan of his.
You know, we're talking about Tom Brady and Rob Gronkowski and Darrelle Revis. They're supposed to always be awesome, too. They're all pros.
Andy, you know what it is? We take kickers for granted in New England.
I don't.
We do. It's just because we've had a good kicker on this team for a very long time. We've had good to great.
It's true.
It's true.
It's had a great run of kickers on this team. This is a team that you've never had to worry about that stuff with. You just haven't. Going back to the jersey thing, it was Devon Still with his daughter, who in the preseason, this story kind of came to light that his daughter is battling cancer. And so the Patriots tonight had their cheerleaders wear his jersey coming out of a timeout. It was shown on TV, so you probably saw that. And then it was put up there. You could text to a certain number to donate. The Patriots kicked in $25,000 in her name. So it was a pretty cool moment. Pretty cool moment. He kind of looked like he got caught up, like,
yep,
still in the middle of a football game, but emotional about the fact that, you know, what was going on. So he was kind of put in a tough spot there on the sideline, but a very
intentional by us. We want to get him off his game a little.
I know. I don't think that was what was going on.
Luckily, it was no longer a competitive game. Really,
yeah, the game was over. It was over by that point. But yeah, it was a nice moment. Nice moment.
855-PATS-500 is the phone number for you if you want to jump on board. Xbox One is not only a game console, but the home entertainment system every fantasy football fan needs, giving you personalized fantasy news, highlights, stats, and scores across multiple leagues instantly right on your TV. Xbox One, bringing fantasy football to life, now available for $399 at a Microsoft store near you. Go nowhere. We got your calls. We got your emails. We're going to hear from Tom Brady. We'll hear from Bill Belichick. A big win for the Patriots tonight. They beat the Bengals 43-17. Pats now 3-2 on the year, and they're on to Buffalo. More to come on the postgame show.
NFL Mobile from Verizon is perfect for a guy like me. At home or on the go, NFL Mobile keeps me connected to all the action across the league. I can watch live NFL games on Thursday, Sunday, and Monday nights. Track player and team news, player tweets, watch NFL Network 24/7 and more. Plus, with NFL Mobile, I have real-time access to NFL Red Zone, so I can watch every touchdown from every game on Sunday afternoons. So I'll never be without football. Especially when Jaws and Muffin can't find that oh-so-perfect spot. Oh, hold up.
Go, go. That's it. Come on, kick it into hyperdrive. Touchdown!
Get NFL Mobile on America's largest 4G LTE network and discover why more people choose Verizon than any other network. Call star NFL to download NFL Mobile now. Verizon, official wireless provider of the New England Patriots. Airtime message and data usage applies. Available on select smartphones. Coverage not available everywhere. Don't call or text while driving.
Before Jenny met her new nephew, Wyatt, before she drove to New York, and before she picked up a Boston Red Sox onesie down the street from her Alston studio, Jenny got 1% back on tires, 2% back on snacks, and 3% back on gas using her Bank AmeriCard Cash Rewards credit card. So Jenny got ready to do what she loved with cash rewards she liked. That's the power of the Bank AmeriCard Cash Rewards credit card. That's Bank of America. Life's better when we're connected. With the Bank AmeriCard Cash Rewards credit card, you can earn 1% cash back on all purchases all the time. 2% cash back on groceries and 3% cash back on gas. Apply today at bankofamerica.com/getcashback. Grocery and gas bonus rewards apply to 1,500 in combined purchases each quarter. Call 1-888-224-8735 for details about credit costs and terms. Copyright 2013 Bank of America Corporation.
Ask the rest of the country what comes to mind when they think of New England. The answer isn't Paul Revere or tri-corner hats, maple syrup or Walden Woods. They now think of dominance. The success of the sleeveless hoodie, 3 Super Bowl championships, AFC East champions 10 out of the past 12 years, the first NFL dynasty of the millennium. So while the other 44 states now think of us more for our wins than clam chowder, that's fine. Just ask anybody here. The Pats are all we think about, too. Gillette is proud to have played a role in the ascent of the New England Patriots, our New England Patriots. Because the logo hanging high above Gillette Stadium isn't just team sponsorship. It's our declaration of allegiance to the fans from Maine, New Hampshire, Vermont, Massachusetts, Connecticut, and Rhode Island. The New Englanders that have helped make Gillette what we are today. From Boston for New England, we're Gillette, the best a man can get.
It's Jim from Ace Ticket. The New England Patriots are back in action, and Ace Ticket, the Patriots' official fan travel partner, is behind the team, from Foxborough all the way to Arizona. Ace Ticket is your official home for all Boston sports tickets, with free and easy pickup in Kenmore Square, across from the Boston Garden, or game day pickup at Patriot Place. So treat yourself or impress someone. Go to aceticket.com or call 1-800-MY-SEATS.
I say 1-800-MY-SEATS.
Follow the Patriots like never before with the official Patriots mobile apps for iPhone, Android, and iPad. Get instant access to all the latest news, stats, and analysis, plus live Patriots Game Center. Search New England Patriots in your device's app marketplace to get the latest Patriots news, audio, and video in the palm of your hand. Download the official Patriots mobile apps today and stay connected.
Xbox One is not only a game console, but the home entertainment system every fantasy football fan needs. The NFL on Xbox One is your connection to all things fantasy, giving you personalized news, highlights, stats, and scores instantly on your TV. Watching your favorite team play on Sunday, but wondering how your fantasy players are doing? With built-in fantasy football, track your updates on TV in real time across NFL.com and multiple fantasy leagues, all while still watching live games. Xbox One, bringing fantasy football to life. Now available for $3.99. At a Microsoft store near you.
Want to be a Patriots season ticket holder? Join the Patriots season ticket holder waitlist and get in the game. Be first in line to purchase Patriots season tickets as they become available and receive exclusive access to the Patriots ticket exchange and other amenities such as access to playoff tickets, Gillette Stadium concert pre-sales, and much more. Get on the list. Get in the game. Visit Patriots.com/the list to join today.
Welcome back to the Patriots postgame show, live from the Subway Fresh broadcast studios inside Gillette Stadium. Have an opinion on today's game? Call the Ace Ticket Hotline at 508-298-0398 or email the show at webradio@patriots.com. Now, here's your host, Mark Bertrand.
855 Pats 500, Mark Bertrand, Paul Perillo, Andy Hart. Got another hour and 15 minutes here on the program. We're coming to you live from our Subway Fresh broadcast studios inside Gillette Stadium, where the Patriots beat the Bengals yesterday now.
Beat the stripes off the Bengals.
Absolute beatdown.
Beatdown. Dominant. Dominant win.
Beat Andy Dalton like the redheaded stepchild. I don't got anything else. So go ahead.
Okay, we can go now. Jeff in Atlanta is on the line. Jeff in Atlanta wants to call out and have some caller-on-caller crime.
Little Jeff-on-Jeff crime.
Yeah, little Jeff-on-Jeff crime. He wants to call out Jeff in Vegas. So let's go to Jeff in Atlanta. Hey, Jeff.
Hey, how you doing?
Doing well. What do you got?
I want to say great team win. Look what happens when you get Brady a little time to throw in the pocket. But that guy in Vegas said he'd bet his mortgage, bet his kid's college fund, and he'd let her work at McDonald's. Tell him to sign the deed over. Let's go.
Yeah. Yeah.
Jeff says a lot of things. I don't think he always means it.
Well, mean it or not, you put it out there. Let's do it.
I hear you. At least buy us lunch or something.
Hell yeah. Hey, buy you guys lunch on Tuesday.
That's what I'm saying. I like the way you think.
Well, you could. Whatever. Whatever.
Not only that.
No, I'm with you, Jeff. Great team win.
You guys out, too.
Why? I picked the Patriots.
Andy picked the Patriots.
Go ahead. I picked the Patriots.
Call us out.
Listen, I deserve to be called out. I thought the Bengals would win.
In Pats Nation, we trust.
Yeah, it's not about trust. It's about what you think is going to happen in the game, and I thought the Bengals were going to win, so I deserve to be called out.
Need to read what Skip Bayless is writing a little more often.
Yeah,
I doubt it.
That's what I need, is to get a little more insight from Skip Bayless.
That would be a bad idea.
The
Jeff,
only thing I want from Skip Bayless is his bank account.
John is, I'm assuming he's wealthy based on his work at the Four Letter Network. John's in North Carolina. He's up next. Hey, John.
Hey, guys.
Hey, what's up, John? Yeah, you should be much more pumped up after that win.
Yeah, I did. I had this feeling early on in the game. You know, you see on some of these shows where a guy hires a hitman and then he's frantically trying to call off the hit. You know, I had that feeling like, oh my God, you know, I got to call the hitman off. You know, like I made a terrible mistake. So, yeah it was a great win.
Yeah, I get that.
And, they had a guy they got from the Panthers. If you notice, all the guys they get on the practice squad, they take from preseason opponents. They got Kelce Carls from the Giants, and then somebody signed them to the team, signed them away from the Patriots.
Yeah, the Colts, I think.
Then they got the guy from the Panthers. They played the Panthers. They got AC Walker from the Panthers.
That's correct.
He had a couple good plays tonight. He had a couple good snaps.
Yeah, he did. He looked like he was one of those space eaters a little bit in the middle. You know,
he's a thicken like
Salinga.
Oh, he's a thicken.
Get upfield. He was upfield.
He did look a little bursty.
Well, that play that he had in the backfield was a 4-yard loss.
It's more burst than I've seen from.
I think he
easily.
Did two of those. I think when you get him going in one direction, it might be a good thing.
Yeah, and this is sort of the first taste we've had of him because he was inactive last week after they signed him. It'd be interesting to see. That's what I was talking about, though. Somebody's going to have to kind of come on a little bit because Will Fork's playing a lot of snaps, and I'm not sure how great I feel about that going 16 weeks.
Because of potential injury, just wearing down?
Because he's
the Achilles again?
No, not the Achilles. You're not going to tear your Achilles like that. That's not a repetitive-type injury, but
gotta hope not.
He's a 30-something, 300-pound defensive tackle that I'd like to, you know, maybe give him a breather every once in a while.
Darby is in Kansas City. Hey, Darby.
Hey, how you guys doing?
What's up?
I'm calling. All right.
Better than the Bengals.
Oh, wow. Tell me about it. Well, anyways, I want to make it quick and brief here. Thank you for taking my call. So, basically, I was thinking about how Brady was having enough time to throw. I was actually just thinking about the game in Kansas City. They were playing, like, basically a formidable four-man defense, 4-3 front, correct? Like a defensive line, Cincinnati, correct?
Yes, Cincinnati is a 4-3 front, yes.
And they're pretty much one of the top-tier defenses in the league, correct?
Supposedly.
Yeah. Okay. They can't stop the run, but they're supposed to be a lot better than that against the pass.
Perfect. So I'm thinking to myself, I would like to hear you guys' thoughts and opinions on what was the difference. I know it was maybe the noise crowd intensity, but I would hate to believe that. But anyways, another thing I just thought about, how they were kind of the game plan offensively tonight, how it worked out. The offensive line played great. I just love the fact how they went ahead and kind of just stonewalled the Cincinnati Bengals all night. I came up with it tonight with my wife. We call it the run and stun. You know, so basically towards the end of the game when defense gets kind of tired, kind of get Edelman back in there again and just kind of put the pedal to the metal, so to speak.
Well, I thought that they did some different things tonight than I have seen most of the season. I thought they did some more looks with Gronkowski and Tim Wright that I hadn't really seen a lot of during the season. I thought they did a ton of those quick play actions and the ball is out immediately. And I thought they did a great job tonight running both in traditional run sets with Ridley and then in spread formations with Vereen. So I thought they kind of, for that story coming out today about how they've had to sort of, you know, draw it back and take a more conservative approach by design, by necessity, I thought tonight they opened it up a little bit more and they did a lot, they did some different things. I'm not necessarily a football expert to tell you exactly what they did in all these different formations, but I saw stuff that looked different than the first month of the season tonight.
I just like that they ran the ball.
And then the tempo. I thought once they got going and got some success going, they went a little tempo there in the second and third quarters.
I know that you wanted to run the ball. You've been wanting to run the ball. But I don't think running the ball allowed them to pass. Like, the same thing that allowed them to run allowed them to pass, which was the blocking up
protection.
Front.
Oh, yeah.
The protection.
No question.
It wasn't
question.
Like they could run their way out of it, and because they could run, they could then throw.
Well, I'm always a believer that when you run the ball and you're getting your tight ends open, that helps.
No one was mad.
I agree with that.
Yeah,
no one was mad
tonight, Beetle, because you and I are on the same side in this one, and this is not an argument necessarily with you.
Oh, it
yeah.
feels like it might turn into one.
No, but no,
I don't like the feel of this.
Well, no one was mad tonight when on first down they threw the ball for 20 yards and got the drive
exactly.
started as opposed
right.
to a screen pass for nothing like they've been doing the last few games.
Right.
But no one was also mad when they were getting 5 yard run, 5 yard run, 5 yard run.
I have no problem.
It's not like I hate running.
Yes.
I'm just saying.
You two seem to.
I like offense, period. I like points. This to me is how you need to win in the NFL. You need to score points in the NFL. You're not going to win a lot of 16-9 games like you did against Oakland. You score
right.
points. I don't care how you score them. I don't. As long as you can score
yeah,
points.
Yeah, see, I just don't think this team is good enough through the air to just be an air team.
No, and I don't think they were great through the air tonight. They were better, I think, running the ball than they were throwing it tonight.
One of the things about running that I did want to say, I like that they went back to Ridley kind of early and often in this game. They kept going to Ridley. They kept handing him the football. And I believe
he had a little lull in the middle where it kind of slowed down for a while.
It was funny because he had 18 for 51. He was averaging 2-point-something a carry when he ripped off the 40, what was it, 3?
43 yards.
The 43-yarder, which,
but that
you know,
came after the good start.
Yeah.
It was like 7 for 35, and then all of a sudden, like, the next 10 carries got like 10 yards.
Vereen had 9 carries tonight, and Ridley had 27. And I just thought, going to Ridley is what I want to see more of because I believe in Stephen Ridley. I like Stephen Ridley.
I believe in Stephen Ridley.
And a lot of people get on him because of the issues that he's had in the past with fumbling the football and the can't protect the ball. But I like that they kept handing the ball off to Ridley in this game.
Five weeks in, right?
And he did not run through.
Don't say it. Don't say it.
I didn't. I just said he's five weeks in.
And he did not run through a lot of gaping holes tonight. He made a lot of yardage tonight on his own.
We got our boy Jeff in Vegas on the line to defend himself.
Jeff in Atlanta wants a piece of you.
What do you got for him? What do you got for him, Jeff?
Guys, it's only money. Money can be replaced. These wins can't be.
Well, now your kids are working at McDonald's, though, as
you
told us.
So I'm sure you'll take the same approach when you buy us lunch on Tuesday.
Andy, Paul, Mark, lock in lunch for Tuesday. Kevin, put me down.
Kevin, put him down. Lunch for Tuesday.
Put him down.
Don't let him back out.
Bill Walton, throw it down.
Lock it in. That's one of the signature regular season wins of the Brady Belichick era. That one will be on the Brady Hall of Fame induction tape when they're chanting Tom's name. That is a, what a win that is, haters. And I'm happy to be wrong. I'm happy to lose thousands, and I'm happy to buy you guys lunch.
Thousands? You lost thousands tonight.
Well, then we're happy too,
damn
it.
Good for you, Jeff, for calling up and taking your medicine, just like, Beetle and I did.
You poor kids.
Yeah, I deserve it. I was completely wrong. Grant
Andy was right. He picked
company.
He picked the Patriots.
Yeah, genius move by Andy.
Yeah, it's very.
The seven other places he picks the game, he had the Bengals on all of those, but he had it on the pregame.
On
the pregame social, he had it.
And Adam Schefter and Marshall Faulk were the only two other pundits that took New England. And, you know, Faulk pulled an Andy. Faulk did just to spite them, I think.
I agree. Faulk was trying to give the reverse lock, and Schefter just picks the Patriots every
and
week.
And Schefter, so. LRC.
Schefter works for
us.
He
works for the team more than we do.
Yeah, I know nothing about picking the Patriots or games in the National Football League, and I'm happy to be dead wrong. That was a killer performance. Go New England. That was freaking great.
All right, guys. Jeff. Thanks for the call.
Thanks, Jeff. Thanks for lunch.
Talk to you later.
Later, Jeff. Appreciate you calling back.
Anybody notice we have new cameras in here?
Yeah. I was going to ask you how long.
I commented on that pregame.
I saw them pregame, and I was going to ask you how long they were here.
And they're HD.
Mm, yeah. They're nice.
Where's this going to?
I don't know.
They replace the old cameras with new ones. Yes. Good job, Andy. We've got an international caller on the line. We did not give an international number pregame.
So we'll give one out right now, baby. Andy's
That's gonna where do our now. Predictions went wrong.
Ireland. No, Germany.
Germany tonight.
0-8-0-0-1-8-4-4-1-6-4. That's 0-800-184-4-16-4.
Thank you, Germany. Let's go to
4,
Brazil.
16-4.
We're going to Brazil next. That's where Alex is. Hey, Alex.
Hola.
Hola, como esta?
Muy bien, y tú?
Better than the Bengals.
I don't speak Spanish, bro. I speak Portuguese. That's not the language.
Well, don't you just take the Spanish and add a shush at the end? Like, musha, musha?
No. That's how Giselle talks in English. That's not how it
That's before. How Andy speaks in Giselle accent.
I feel very frustrated because I've just spent like the last 40 minutes waiting to talk like Devlin is awesome as fullback and you guys are awesome, but I actually spent like $50 on this call.
No!
I'm very frustrated. Like, why don't you have an international line for us Brazilians to call?
Well, why don't you move to...
Where?
This costs you $50?
The closest one for you would be America.
Yeah, I'll have to live in, I don't know, maybe Cambridge. Would you like to move to Cambridge?
Yes, it'd be the easy. It'd save you $50. You can't get like an international. No wonder that
you
guy.
Like a calling card or something.
Is it that Mexican cell phone mogul that's costing you all this money?
But Alex, we don't want to waste your time here. So what do you got on the game? Anything else?
So if I'm not willing to spend another $50, I just want to say awesome game, awesome game plan. But I just felt like since he wasn't in the game to start with, I felt like they were on their bye week. A second bye week, and it just right off the bat felt really, it felt really like dumb, you know, like our game plan. Like we had this screen pass that Brady was just looking towards Tim Wright. He wasn't even looking towards Edelman. They just bought the screenplay and Brady threw it right vertically, and they bought it. They were very dumb. They're even dumber than I am, spending $50 to talk like this, when I'm clearly not sober enough to call in. So that's why I'm just throwing $50 out of the window. But so, I really loved the way the game was played, like fullbacks and guards like smashing things. It was very fun to watch. It felt very good. It felt very good to be a Patriot again. And it's my first time calling. You guys probably already know why. It's my first time calling. But I felt very proud to watch this game and to be like, okay, this is how we play. This is how we are going to keep on playing. Maybe Gronk is not already Gronk already, but there are signs. And I feel very, very, very happy and very proud.
All right,
the alcohol.
Thank you, Alex.
Survey says make you feel that way. Was that real or was that a put on?
No, that was real.
Really,
that was real.
Well, congrats. I hope you enjoyed the night, and I hope the $50 was worth it.
That is very much real.
Yeah, we don't have a single number. We have our North American toll-free number, and we got nothing. They're all in Europe and Asia, and we got nothing. I'm sorry for the South American listeners.
I don't know if you guys want to know this. It's kind of a media thing, but people are always interested in this crap.
Sure.
One of my radio partners, Chris Gasper, according to Bart Hubick of the New York Post, Bill Belichick in a very animated argument with Chris Gasper of the Boston Globe in the locker room.
Really?
This was tweeted out a half hour ago.
Interesting.
Who tweeted that out?
Bart Hubick.
No.
Muckraker of the nth degree.
Well,
which means New York people may not even have been in the locker room.
New York guy.
Wow, Paul calling out the credibility of Bart Hubick.
Post. I mean, it's a pretty specific tweet, though.
I was taking a photo. Was that about Gasper and
Bill? What was going on?
There was an exchange at the end of the press conference that we'll have for you when we play it. Did it spill over
into the locker room?
Now, I don't know that, but I do have the exchange, the audio from the exchange.
He specifically writes locker room.
Yeah, because Bill ended on that question and probably went back to the locker room. I don't know if Gasper followed him or what the
I love that kind of nonsense.
But we do have the end of the press conference.
I'm glad they're concerned with important things.
who are you criticizing there? The team?
Do you want to go to that, Beetle, or do you want to hold
off? No, we're going to hold off. That's coming up about 10 minutes from now. So we're going to get to that. We're going to get back to the calls. People have been waiting patiently.
Yes, and it's costing them money, some of them.
Is this Courtney in Houston?
Courtney.
Hello. Yes, sir.
What's up, man?
Good, man. First time caller. Just wanted to say you guys are awesome.
Are you sober? First of all, are you sober? Because Alex was not
sober.
Yes, sir. All right, very good.
That was a hell of a call to listen to that poor guy international. That was a struggle, man. I'm in here doing my homework right now. I'm stuck in Lubbock, Texas. I go to Texas Tech. Anyway, I just wanted to say a great win, obviously. But I wanted to give the Patriots so much credit, man, for what they did for the Steelers, his daughter, and things like that. I think that kind of goes unmentioned because we're so happy to see these guys win. But I think that was something beautiful. And I just think that was very class act by the organization. So big shout out to that. Played DB all my life, man. Played in college as well. Just wanted to make a comment about Darrell Revis, man. Just love to see him against AJ Green. Man, that was nice.
Yep.
It was nice to see them get back to some real football, man, and just have at it. It wasn't perfect, obviously, but gosh, I'm always known as Negative Nancy because I'm always like, oh man, well, I don't know. I actually predicted us losing.
That's okay. Embrace that. Embrace that, Courtney.
Right? Yeah. Exactly. You know, everybody on Pat's pulpit is like, yeah, you jackass. So anyway, but no, it was a great win, and it feels good. And like I said, guys, first time calling, and I listen every day, and probably have missed out a couple homework assignments in class because of you guys, but. It's all good.
Very good. Well, thank you for the call.
Keep it up.
All right, and best of luck down at Texas Tech. Good stuff.
Tell Cliff we said hello.
Yeah. I got to say, if it wasn't for the way the offensive line played as poorly as they did in the first four games, I think probably the biggest takeaway, if it hadn't been for them, you know, coming back and playing well tonight, would be Darrell Revis tonight. I mean, this was the big offseason acquisition.
This is what we
He's an
all-pro
type player. We were waiting for Darrell Revis to be Darrell Revis. Tonight, they utilize him in the way that he was utilized in years past. And I mean, AJ Green is a legit receiver. I don't know what you guys think of him. I think he's great.
I think he's soft as gum that's been chewed.
I think he's talented. I think that's wrong.
I think he's good.
I think he is good, and I don't think he's soft.
Soft as gum that's been chewed.
I don't think he's soft. And so, tonight, I'm buying in on Revis.
Oh, me too.
You use him like this. You've got the real Darrell Revis. There hasn't been
a
drop off. There hasn't been him living on his reputation with Rex Ryan. He's the same guy. He can still do it.
Now you just gave us fuel to yell at Bill if he doesn't use him like this and moving forward.
Well, I mean, this was a criticism that was happening the last month. I mean, people were saying you got to use him more like they used him tonight.
Oh, yeah.
And here's why.
I was championing the cause, whatever they
say. So I would say that, you know, Courtney's making a big point there, which is, you know, outside of the offensive line, Darrell Revis coming back tonight and being himself was a huge plus and a huge sign going forward for this team.
Yeah.
And you add Browner to it next week. All of a sudden, we got that defense everybody been talking about.
So we went from the pregame when we were talking about how maybe Browner wasn't really part of the package, and now we get Browner added to this Revis thing.
Well,
sky's the limit.
Not really looking forward to Dennard out there after that. He got caught sanusing.
I see what you did there.
Get it? Sanu?
Mm-hmm.
On that little two-play drive where we had the kick return and then the touchdown?
He's a young player. Getting his reps. Developing. Still rather have him out there than Browner. That's all.
You don't know that.
Yes, I do.
We've never seen Browner in a regular season game.
Yes, I do.
No, you do!
Well, I've never seen him for the Patriots.
I like Dennard's skill set more than I like Browner's. Like, I think the "you're going to get physical" is so overrated in this league now. You saw that stupid ticky-tack call on Revis tonight.
Right. The getting physical never works, except in Seattle.
I don't think you can do it anymore if you can't cover, and I don't know that he can cover.
Why are you talking like that?
Yeah, like Revis can get
to
physical.
To emphasize things.
But Revis can get physical.
Alex is rubbing off on
him. Because he can cover.
Yes.
Right.
Yes.
You can play physical.
You can play physical.
You really
can. You
can't.
Cover
you
can stay with
for 5
the guy,
yards
but,
and that's
but
it.
You can't truck him at the line of scrimmage
but
and that's
it. If you can't
it.
Run with the guy, yeah, you have to let him go after those 5 yards. So you have to be able to cover him and
Revis
can.
Not if he doesn't get past those 5 yards.
You can't just keep a guy within 5 yards.
If you're physical enough, you can.
All right.
Then,
quiet
then,
down.
Then it's holding. You do what Chung did in the first
keep
5 yards.
Pushing him back. Pushing him back.
Chung was shivering.
Shiver.
Chung was
shiver.
Hitting him within 5
shiver.
Yards, but
shiver.
He was holding him.
You can't hold. You got to shiver.
Exactly.
Xbox
shiver.
One.
Browner can't do that.
Shiver. Shiver.
He's shivering.
Shut the hell up. Xbox One is not only a game console, but the home entertainment system every fantasy football fan needs, giving you personalized fantasy news, highlights, stats, and scores across multiple leagues instantly on your TV. Xbox One, bringing fantasy football to life, now available for $3.99 in a Microsoft store near you. What did Bill Belichick have to say? What happened with Chris Gasper? We'll find out coming up next.
NFL Mobile from Verizon is perfect for a guy like me. At home or on the go, NFL Mobile keeps me connected to all the action across the league. I can watch live NFL games on Thursday, Sunday, and Monday nights. Track player and team news, player tweets, watch NFL Network 24/7 and more. Plus, with NFL Mobile, I have real-time access to NFL Red Zone, so I can watch every touchdown from every game on Sunday afternoons. So I'll never be without football. Especially when Jaws and Muffin can't find that oh-so-perfect spot. Oh, hold up. Go. Go. That's it. Come on. Kick it into hyperdrive. Touchdown!
Get NFL Mobile on America's largest 4G LTE network and discover why more people choose Verizon than any other network. Call ** NFL to download NFL Mobile now. Verizon, official wireless provider of the New England Patriots. Airtime message and data usage applies. Available on select smartphones. Coverage not available everywhere. Don't call or text while driving.
Before Jenny met her new nephew, Wyatt, before she drove to New York, and before she picked up a Boston Red Sox onesie down the street from her Alston studio, Jenny got 1% back on tires, 2% back on snacks, and 3% back on gas using her Bank AmeriCard Cash Rewards credit card. So Jenny got ready to do what she loved with cash rewards she liked. That's the power of the Bank AmeriCard Cash Rewards credit card. That's Bank of America. Life's better when we're connected. With the Bank AmeriCard Cash Rewards credit card, you can earn 1% cash back on all purchases all the time, 2% cash back on groceries, and 3% cash back on gas. Apply today at bankofamerica.com/getcashback. Grocery and gas bonus rewards apply to 1,500 in combined purchases each quarter. Call 1-888-224-8735 for details about credit costs and terms. Copyright 2013 Bank of America Corporation.
Ask the rest of the country what comes to mind when they think of New England. The answer isn't Paul Revere or Tri-Corner Hats, maple syrup or Walden Woods. They now think of dominance. The success of the sleeveless hoodie, 3 Super Bowl championships, AFC East champions 10 out of the past 12 years, the first NFL dynasty of the millennium. So while the other 44 states now think of us more for our wins than clam chowder, that's fine. Just ask anybody here. The Pats are all we think about, too. Gillette is proud to have played a role in the ascent of the New England Patriots, our New England Patriots. Because the logo hanging high above Gillette Stadium isn't just team sponsorship. It's our declaration of allegiance to the fans from Maine, New Hampshire, Vermont, Massachusetts, Connecticut, and Rhode Island. The New Englanders that have helped make Gillette what we are today. From Boston for New England, we're Gillette, the best a man can get.
It's Jim from Ace Ticket. The New England Patriots are back in action, and Ace Ticket, the Patriots' official fan travel partner, is behind the team, from Foxborough all the way to Arizona. Ace Ticket is your official home for all Boston sports tickets, with free and easy pickup in Kenmore Square, across from the Boston Garden, or game day pickup at Patriot Place. So treat yourself or impress someone. Go to aceticket.com or call 1-800-MY-SEATS.
I say 1-800-MY-SEATS.
Follow the Patriots like never before with the official Patriots mobile apps for iPhone, Android, and iPad. Get instant access to all the latest news, stats, and analysis, plus live Patriots Game Center. Search New England Patriots in your device's app marketplace to get the latest Patriots news, audio, and video in the palm of your hand. Download the official Patriots mobile apps today and stay connected.
Xbox One is not only a game console, but the home entertainment system every fantasy football fan needs. The NFL on Xbox One is your connection to all things fantasy, giving you personalized news, highlights, stats, and scores instantly on your TV. Watching your favorite team play on Sunday, but wondering how your fantasy players are doing? With built-in fantasy football, track your updates on TV in real time across NFL.com and multiple fantasy leagues, all while still watching live games. Xbox One, bringing fantasy football to life. Now available for $3.99 at a Microsoft store near you. Want to be a Patriot season ticket holder? Join the Patriot season ticket holder waitlist and get in the game. Be first in line to purchase Patriot season tickets as they become available and receive exclusive access to the Patriots ticket exchange and other amenities such as access to playoff tickets, Gillette Stadium concert pre-sales, and much more. Get on the list. Get in the game. Visit Patriots.com/the list to join today.
Welcome back to the Xbox One Patriots postgame show. Call the Ace Ticket Hotline at 855-PATS-500 or email the show at webradio@patriots.com. Now back to your host, Mark Bertrand.
Welcome back to the Xbox One Patriots postgame show here on patriots.com. I'm Mark Bertrand alongside Paul Perillo and Andy Hart taking you into the wee hours of the night here for a second straight week in a row. Night games, staying up late. You know?
I got a little more energy this week.
Do you? Feeling better?
Yeah. No, but I got a little
sick
more energy
last time around.
I do too. I don't know why, but I have. You know, I feel like I'm a little
victories.
Bit more jacked up.
Feeling a little jittery.
Victory. Give you a little.
A lot of Diet Cokes upstairs during this game.
That's probably not it.
A little jittery after this one.
Why are your eyes bugging out of your head?
Caffeine, my friends. Caffeine. We're going to get right now to Bill Belichick at the podium.
I'm anxious for this.
Patriots 43-17 win. This is, of course, the abbreviated version of what went down and includes the end of the press conference when I guess from what I read on Twitter, there was a small little dust up with him and Chris Gasper of the Globe. Here we go.
All right. Well, that was, obviously a satisfying night tonight. I thought, our coaching staff really did a good job this week on the short week. Really worked hard to get our team ready, and I thought the players really went out and played hard tonight. It wasn't perfect. Certainly a lot of things we need to do better, but we played hard. We made a lot of plays against a good football team, and Cincinnati's got that's a good club. Marvin does a good job with that group, and tonight was just kind of our night. A lot of things went in our favor. We made a few things happen, and that was good. Just got to really give all the credit to the players for the way they played. They're resilient, they're tough, and they worked hard this week, and they played hard tonight. So I'm proud of them for that.
Can you talk about the tone of Tom Seth pretty much from the get-go? He's pretty emotional for the first time.
Thought our whole team played well. We ran the ball, we threw it. Pass protected, caught it, ran after we had it, scored 43 points. Thought the whole team did a good job.
Coach, when you have the number of penalties that you have, is that something that you obviously you want to play a mistake-free game, but an aggressive mindset, does that kind of go with the territory? Or
no.
Coach, you see something in a matchup with Tim Wright. He had a breakout game. Was that planned to get the ball to him early and often?
No. Ran the plays we ran. Tom hit the guys that are open. Plays aren't designed to go to one receiver. We have everybody running a route. And depending on what the coverage is, quarterback's option to get the ball to the guys that are open. Tom does a good job of that.
Tom, I feel the offensive line made a lot of improvements tonight. They blocked well, pass protection. We can talk about that a little bit.
Both whole team played well. Yep. Ran the ball well. Had good balance. Ran it, threw it. Blocked them. Ran after we had the ball. Had a lot of guys play well. Give the players credit. They did a great job. Played hard. Had good results.
You also talked about Durrell and the job you did on one of the best receivers in the game.
I thought we played well defensively. We did. They have a lot of good players, a lot of skilled guys. It's hard to match up on. They're really in, aggression. They're really in four wide receivers. And then with Bernard back there, it's really five wide receivers. tell you the truth. So it's a very, very hard team to match up with defensively. And I thought all our guys competed well, secondary, linebackers, linemen against a lot of spread out looks. A lot of space to defend in there. I thought we were competitive in the running game, competitive in pass coverage, made them work for their yards, turned the ball over a few times. So, that was good defensively and in the kicking game. So it was a good team defensive effort. Breeders did a good job. I mean, we had a lot of guys play well.
Were you proud of the focus the team showed this week?
Yeah, it was probably the way the team prepared. I thought they showed a lot of toughness all week in terms of coming back off a short week. A disappointing game Monday night. Prepared hard, played hard. Players did a good job. So the staff, coaching staff did a good job too. Short week, a lot to get ready for. Cincinnati's a good football team. Guys did a good job.
You see a lot of emotion, extra emotion tonight for your team.
I don't know. When you score, you're going to have emotion. When you don't, when you give up scores and turn the ball over and don't do well, it's, got to generate some plays to generate that. So, yeah, went down and scored. Of course, we're excited. Should be. It's hard to do in this league. We don't do it. I mean, it's not, I think there's a lot to get excited about.
You guys lost by 27 last week. You win by 26 this week. Is that just part of the nature of the NFL and how competitive it is on a week-to-week basis? And there's no carryover?
We play two different teams. I mean,
is this a satisfying victory given a lot of the criticism and questions that were asked this week about this team?
Criticism from who?
Fans?
With all due respect, I mean, really. Look, we got a job to do. We're focused on doing that job. We want to sit around and listen to what everybody else says. We try to do the best we can.
Any other questions?
Okay. Thanks.
So that was it, and apparently that may have continued after the fact. It didn't sound like that much of a problem
there.
Didn't
sound like anything.
Maybe, I didn't think the question was unreasonable.
Maybe Chris had a follow-up or something that he wanted to talk to him about in the locker room, and that's maybe when Bill started talking about, what you guys say is really of no consequence to us or something like that. I have no idea.
That didn't seem like an unusual question.
Did that seem like confrontational?
Well, he got pissy. I mean,
but
Bill clearly got pissy.
Did it seem confrontational, though?
No.
But when he says all due respect, it's his way of saying
I have no respect at all. I get that.
I mean,
like anybody who tells you, to be perfectly honest with you. Well, why wouldn't you always be honest with
I mean, the tone he says that with is about as bitch-slapping and demeaning as you could possibly
have. I just didn't think it was confrontational.
Hey, if you see it, hit it.
That wasn't what I thought it was going to be.
All right. Hey, it's 1 o'clock for everybody. I didn't feel like that was a confrontational line of questioning. And I agree, Andy, 100% with your characterization of Bill sort of, I mean, we know all due respect. Right. There's really no respect at
means
all.
Means I couldn't respect you any less than
that,
I do right
that,
now.
And that's fine. He's a football coach, and I don't really expect him to have respect. I don't think
he doesn't have to.
It's a two-way street.
He doesn't have
to
respect people
he's
in the media.
Football coach.
That's not his
job. I think he's a good football coach. That doesn't mean I have any respect for him in any other walk of life. And he doesn't need to have respect for what we do either. That's fine. I didn't think it was all that confrontational, though. I'm wondering what got them from that to Bart Hubbick saying that there was a confrontation in the locker room, and I'd be curious to see what the confrontation was. And, it's your buddy, Chris. The highest-rated talk show in Boston is Gasper and Bertrand. You know that, right? Or is it Bertrand and Gasper?
It's Bertrand and Gasper.
I'm sorry. What's it on? Saturday mornings.
Like you didn't know.
Prime spot.
Please, like you didn't
know.
So
I'd just be curious to see what Chris would have to say about that, if he would deem it confrontational in any way, or whatever the conversation was in the locker room, if he would deem it an argument.
Also found
which is what it's being portrayed as on Twitter.
Ironic that in the
by
week
a muckraker from New York.
You know,
yes.
In the week when he felt he needed to put out a statement about something written in a newspaper and
that,
on Twitter.
In that person's paper, by the way.
Same week, he said, with all due respect, we don't have time to sit around and listen to what everybody else said. Well, that's funny because you first previewed your statement and then put out a statement the other day. You were so angry about something that someone else said.
And I'll tell you this. The head coach may not admit to hearing it or reading it or seeing it or whatever you want to say. His players have. His players have admitted to
Brady admitted to it.
Brady admitted to it. And apparently Rob Gronkowski admitted to it a little bit as well. And we're going to have some sound from Rob Gronkowski coming up. He had a passionate defense after this game of his quarterback, Tom Brady.
And Do you expect anything less from Gronkowski?
No.
Everything he does is passionate, good or bad.
The guy's always going 100 miles an hour.
To Brady is a young puck.
So we're going to have that from Rob Gronkowski coming up. Tom Brady coming up about 5 minutes from now as well. In the meantime, let's go back to the phones and go to Michael in Oregon. He's checking back in with us. Hey, Michael.
Andy, we called it Aaron Dobson, first down, MVP of the game.
Good call.
No, I mean, obviously, everyone's going to call in talking about the offensive line. But I was surprised by the defense because I thought that, I trust Belichick. I figured he would figure out the offensive line a little bit, but I didn't think we would hold him to 17 points.
Yeah, I mean, it's funny, I did. I just thought that would be enough to win.
Oh, you can go, Paul.
No, I felt the offensive line was the story. I thought Cincinnati doesn't really have a high-powered offense. I didn't expect them to score much more than 20. But offensively, I was not expecting those first two drives to me completely set the tone for the game. The first one especially, right down the field, boom, and it's 7-0, and Cincinnati didn't know what hit them. I thought they were going, not necessarily with the no huddle or anything like that, but very at a very fast pace. I read some tweets from out of the Cincinnati locker room from my buddy Jeff Hobson, who we had on the pregame. They weren't ready. They didn't even have their calls in, and the Patriots were lined up and ready to go, and they were on the ball.
They weren't even ready for those short yardage plays early.
No, they just completely overwhelmed them. And I even thought that they almost came up with a stop by accident in the first drive. I thought Devlin got the first down.
Yeah, that was horse poo.
On a third and one, and I thought they were victimized by a bad spot. They ended up getting the fourth down when Brady went for it with the quarterback sneak. I just thought the Patriots offense overwhelmed Cincinnati in this game.
I love when Devlin gets the ball, and as soon as that happens, I go on Twitter waiting for Andy to talk about Devlin. Great.
Is he not great?
We had a really nice first down later on in the game, too, where he made
a
second
effort. Every time he comes on, I tell someone who's sitting next to me, I'm like, hey, that's a fullback. We're using a fullback.
pretty yeah. Coincidentally, it's worst offensive month and a half in team history.
Yeah, that's all his fault.
Did you see the shot of him?
Except for the return by Pac-Man, I really think the special teams is doing pretty well. I like that new Don Jones guy, plus him and Slater. It makes for a pretty good
except for that
team.
Penalty on Don Jones later on.
Well, yeah, I definitely did not see that, so I probably shouldn't have said anything about Don Jones.
No, I would agree with your overall point.
Yeah, one good play, and one bad play.
The coverage has been pretty good. They clearly had the one misstep on the Pac-Man punt return, but they consistently got Brandon Tate bottled up inside the 20 tonight.
They consistently have no return game.
They even forced a fumble and turned it into a touchdown. So.
Brandon Bolden, as a lot of my Twitter followers pointed out, that's why he's on the roster there.
Yes, yeah, that's why you carry five running backs.
Like Michael Blunt gave him a shout-out, I saw.
Michael, thank you for the call as always, man.
And
we
it was a nice play. I do need to give it to him. It was a nice tackle, put it right on the ball.
Speaking of the Pac-Man Jones return, I saw it quick. I thought they had missed a block in the back call, but Andy, you told me that's not the case.
Yeah, I think Slater was trying to sell one. I don't think the guy laid a finger on him. A lot of people on Twitter were, Jeff in Vegas was one of them, that was trying to say that a missed call cost him 7 points there. I don't think there was a block in the back.
It didn't look it to me, but you know, who knows? Maybe there was a subtle hit that we couldn't tell.
Well, then it's not a penalty. Subtle. I tapped him with my finger.
Justin's in Virginia. Justin is up next.
Angry all the time.
Justin, you're up next on the Xbox One Patriots postgame show.
Hey, what's going on, guys? First off, Andy, Paul, I want to really thank your boss, Brett, for giving Bill that Snickers before the game. I'm glad we're done playing preseason football, even though the refs are still throwing flags like it's the preseason. And Tim Wright did really good. I hope he doesn't take anyone to an industrial park. Thank you, guys.
Oh, boy. You see what you started, Andy?
Murder humor is big after midnight.
Do you see what you started
after
on this
midnight.
Show?
Murder humor comes out.
Hello for a while, because you're probably wanted for murder.
Oof. That was pretty good.
Yeah, I mean, I'm not going to say it wasn't funny. I'm just saying that.
You know, don't take anybody to an industrial park.
We apologize to.
That's what we want to be doing here.
The Lloyd family.
Yeah, I don't want to be trivializing a murder here on the program.
Alleged murder.
No. A murder took place.
How do you know?
How do I know?
Yeah.
Well, how else would the murder? How else would you?
Suicide.
Okay, Andy. Now we're just.
How many bullets were in it?
Please. Let's not keep going down this road, because that hole you're in, it just keeps getting deeper and deeper as you continue to dig.
Maybe they should have dug a hole and covered the whole damn thing up.
Jeff's in Atlanta. Jeff, you go
we
ahead.
We still have try an offense and, for the last
please
year.
Please try and save Andy from himself.
That's impossible. Couple quick observations. I know you guys were a little bit critical of the defensive front, and I know we still have some issues to work out there, but I would like to point out this is a defensive front that actually gave the Bengals their first sack of the season.
That's right. Chris Jones, baby.
Secondly, is Collins dealing with a little bit more of that injury on the thigh still? Because he looked like he was ate up in coverage a couple of times on passing downs.
It's a possibility. I mean, we maybe. Really have no way of knowing.
Yeah, maybe.
He looked like he was full speed when he ran right into the punt returner.
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
But he gave up what would have been an easy touchdown.
Yeah, it's just a drop by Gresham. That's why that was one of the things that I didn't think the defense necessarily played as well as the numbers looked tonight. I thought the Bengals left some points on the field.
Well, yeah, and then early in the game, Collins was easily beat by, I believe it was the running back, that Dalton overthrew him.
Yes,
yeah,
it was
connected on that.
Yeah.
There was
Bernard
no one downfield.
Yes, Bernard, yeah. I believe that was down the sideline.
Yeah, that was like a 70-yard touchdown waiting to happen.
Yeah. So while we played well defensively, I also believe in the numbers game as well. The game wasn't as close as the score.
Was closer than the score.
Yeah, excuse me. The game was a little closer than the score.
Yeah, and Bill said that it kind of things went our way. There were certainly things that could have gone the Bengals' way.
There was a really interesting stretch, I thought, in the second half. I want to say it was it 20 to 10? And the Patriots had the ball. I'm not sure exactly what the score was, but the Patriots had the ball, 3rd and 16. And they give a handoff to Shane Vereen, clearly trying to set up a field goal, get in field goal range, and he ended up going for 19 yards. Gets a first down. That drive ends up in a touchdown. It was 20 to 10 at the time. It was after the Bengals had scored to sort of make a run at getting back in the game. So that makes it 27-10 instead of 23-10, which is a big difference. And then in the ensuing kickoff, Brandon Tate gets stripped. Kyle Arrington runs it back for a touchdown. It's 34-10 and, let's get the party going.
With somersault time in the end zone.
Because the route was absolutely on at that point. But that said, I don't really think that score was, that game was closer than the score. I think that score was pretty much indicative of how much better the Patriots were than the Bengals tonight.
I thought it was on target.
Yeah, I thought it was pretty. I thought the first half the score was closer than the game was. I thought the penalties that the Patriots kept committing sort of hung Cincinnati in the game a little bit, and I thought the Patriots had a chance to really blow it open in the second quarter and shot themselves in the foot a little bit. And you know what happened in the third quarter instead.
Let's go to Chester in Oregon before we hear from Tom Brady. Hey, Chester.
Hey, guys. What's up, man? What a great win. I'm so with you, Paul. This seemed like the Patriots just set the tone, didn't look back. As a viewer on TV, it just never felt like Cincinnati had any sort of a chance from afar. But, I've been trying to call into PFW Progress all week. Linesman busy. I mean, with all these pass fans jumping off the ledge, it was like a suicide hotline calling into PFW this past week. But I just wanted to sound off real quick. I mean, I'm one of the few guys that stayed calm through this whole thing, just, having the belief in this quarterback, this team culture, and tonight proved itself out. You know, I expected a big rebound tonight, but, you know, I'm not going too far either way right now. I feel like this team is somewhere in between, and the barometer is soon going to be set in this stretch of games coming up in terms of where we fall in that spectrum. But seeing this offensive line playing that well put so many concerns at ease for me. I mean, just seeing some continuity through there, and, you know, whether it's Wendell or not, I like the direction. I just want to see some steady improvement here. But, you know, lesson learned, priority number one, protect 12. That will equate to some offense and some points. And defense, man, they set the tone. Dominant attitude, and we're back to proving ourselves against the world. That's all I got, guys. Over and out.
Good Chester, night. Thank you, my friend. Thank you for the phone call. 855-PATS-500 is the phone number, 855-PATS-500. Tom Brady went to the podium. He's now a 50,000-yard passer in his career. Here's what he had to say tonight after the win.
How you doing, guys?
What a difference a week makes, or at least half a week, huh?
Yeah, it was a, we got off to a great start. So I think we talked about that all week. It was a long week for everybody, so we wanted to start fast, and we got ahead. We played ahead for once. We ran the ball great. Got some turnovers on defense, so it was a great win.
How much did the fans pick you up when they started shouting your name, chanting your name, Brady, Brady?
Oh, it's awesome. I mean, I've been here a while, so it's a, you know, we have great fans. We get great support. It's great to, you know, play well and, you know, play in this environment. Very lucky guy.
Seems like things are settling up front for you. Whatever that combination of five is going to be, it's got to be that five moving forward for you guys to get continuity up there. Fair to say?
Yeah, and it's, you know, I think, or yeah, it's always great to have, you know, certain other guys in there who played their butts off tonight, and a lot of guys played still. But I got a lot of confidence in all those guys out there. So who's ever in there, you know, they're here for a reason. They can play. They play well. And hopefully we can build on this. It's one game. You know, as disappointing as last Monday night was, you know, this one is great. You know, we all feel great, but we also got to get back to work tomorrow because we got a huge game this week against Buffalo.
Rob Gronkowski was very emotional just now talking about you in particular, saying my goal was to go out tonight and help Tom beat Tom and have, after all the stuff that went on this week, how does that make you feel to know that guys rallied around you based on what happened this week?
Well, and I rally around them, so it's, you know, I love that guy. I mean, everything he's done for this team and the attitude that he brings. He's a phenomenal player. He's been through a lot, you know. Talk about mental toughness. Nobody's got more mental toughness than him, so it's great to play with him. All the guys, Julian, the guys who've been around here a little bit, and the new guys, you know, Danny and Brandon LaFell and Aaron Dawson made some plays, and Tim Wright made some plays tonight. Hooman, James Devlin got the ball, you know, totally unselfish. So all the guys up front played great. It was just a great win for us.
Everybody ignores the noise, but it seems like a lot of people heard the noise this week and used it as fuel to the fire.
Well, it's hard to be oblivious to things. I mean, you know, we all have TVs or, you know, the internet or, you know, the questions I get and the emails that I get from people that, you know, always concerned, and I'm always seeing them back like, nobody died. Everything's it's just a loss. And, you know, I think we've always done a great job putting losses behind us quickly and, you know, trying to move forward. And it doesn't always go right. You know, football season, you don't go undefeated every year, and you're trying to build something, or we're trying to build something that, you know, is going to be tough to compete with. So when we play like we played tonight, you know, still wasn't perfect. Still a lot of things we do better, and we're going to work at it. And we always do that. We come in and we talk about things we didn't do well. We talk about things we did well and things we need to build on. And, you know, our coaches do a great job of that. We got a great group.
On television, ESPN this week said that there was tension between you and the staff. You don't look tense to me, but would you like to address that at some level?
Well, I love, you know, all those guys, you know, all my coaches, and I've, you know, never had any tension with any of them, truthfully. It's unfortunate that some things get said and talked about, especially when they don't come from me, and I think that's the, you know, when you're in the middle of, especially a real tough week for our team, to deal with things that are really outside of football, that are very personal and very personal relationships that built up for a long time. There's, you know, I got a lot of love and trust for everybody in this building because, you know, we all count on each other. We rely on each other. I think the great thing about this team is when we win, we always, you know, spread it around to everybody. And when we lose, we always take it to heart. And I think that's probably different than what human nature is. I think a lot of times when you lose, people start pointing fingers, and instead, you know, we tend to blame ourselves, which is, you know, great, you know, probably a great thing for us, because, you know, we can learn from our experience, we learn from our mistakes, and then we move forward trying to be a better teammate, better player, and certainly controlling what you can do, which is go out there and play your best. And a lot of guys did that tonight.
Tom, you joined a very elite group, becoming the sixth player in NFL history to throw for 50,000 yards. What does that mean to you? That's the first question. Second question, the exchange between you and Edelman on who's going to spike the ball.
Yeah, I mean, Jules and I are, you know, we're great friends. So we always find something to goof around with. So I love that guy, and he's, you know, he's just a great person and friend. So, and, you know, like I said, I'm a lucky guy. 50,000 yards means I've been, you know, played in the best place, you know, in the league for a long time, playing for the best owner and the best coach, and being the most prepared, because our coaches get us that way every week, and playing with the best group of guys that are really selfless. And, you know, we always talk about what Patriot football is, and I think you saw it tonight.
Can one win like tonight turn everything around? I mean, in your experience, you've been through this before, you've been through bad losses. Can a win like tonight right the ship completely?
Well, we were in first place going into the night, so it wasn't, you know, things weren't all bad.
You know what I mean by that. I mean, to get the team back playing consistently to the level you guys practice.
I mean, I think every week in practice we're trying to do that, and the team that we are today is going to be very different than the team we are in 2.5 months. So, you know, it's, we've got to make the improvements. We got to get better. We got to, you know, certainly all of us have to play better. You know, but it was a great night tonight. Tonight was good enough.
A pretty good track record of keeping track of slights and when people doubt you and when people think you are not capable of doing things. Yeah. I've noticed.
That might be unfair.
Was this a night in which there might have been a little impetus given by the people who said the Patriots are done as a dynasty at the end of the year?
I think it's a great opportunity for our team. I think that's a little, you know, we try not to get caught up in that stuff, and I think you just focus on the things you can control, and that's, you know, to ride it, the ups and downs, and you're great, and you suck, and you're great, and you suck, it's exhausting. I mean, I think it's exhausting enough when you're winning, you know, to have to deal with those things. And certainly, and when you lose, it sucks for everybody. I mean, that's, we don't play this game to, you know, go out there and not play well. So guys take it to heart, and, you know, I think guys worked really hard this week to get prepared for tonight. And like I said, it was a great opportunity for us to come out and show what we're made of.
Hey, Tom, on the first drive, you had a scramble, and then you got up, and there was a little conversation going on there. What was happening? Did somebody say something to you, or did you feel compelled to say something to the defender?
I don't remember. Everything was pretty, you know, emotional at that point. Everyone was pumped up. So, you know, there was a lot of going back and forth tonight. I think that, you know, that's kind of it's a lot of jawing back and forth, and you know, we got a couple penalties out of it, unfortunately, but you know, our guys played really hard, and I think we're really into it.
I mean, is that better to see than to have the alternative where you're flat, and maybe that was something that was lacking in previous games, especially last week?
So. Well, I think, like I said, it was an emotional game, and you know, these games need to be emotional. You need to be emotionally at your peak and to have the highest amount of focus and determination. I mean, I think that's what you strive for every week. So however you need to get to that point, you know, that's where we have to be. That's where we have to be next week at 1 o'clock in Buffalo. Thanks, guys. Enjoy your night.
And so there you go. That's Bill Belichick talking. Tom Brady. That's late. I'm losing my mind here a little bit.
You brought the professional.
Yeah. Andy, you know what? If you want to take over the rest of the way, man, it's all
please,
you, bro.
Please don't do that. Boys, get along.
Seriously.
We got about 15 minutes, right?
You're great, you suck, you're great, you suck. I like
20,
that little
20 minutes, 15?
You're great, you suck. It's exhausting.
He's kind of funny with that.
It was funny.
I also. What was funnier? Belichick tonight with the no, 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 or Brady with the you suck, you're great, you suck, you're great?
Brady's always funnier. He's got more charisma. He delivers it better. You know.
I hear you. 855-PATS-500, 855-PATS-500, as you heard in one of the questions there, there was a passionate defense of Tom Brady by one Mr. Rob Gronkowski, which happened
choked up, people
after
said.
The game. And I'll tell you what, we're going to deliver that to you coming up next right here on the Xbox One Patriots postgame show. This program, of course, brought to you by Xbox One. which is not only a game console, but the home entertainment system every fantasy football fan needs. Giving you personalized fantasy news, highlights, stats, and scores across multiple leagues instantly on your TV. Xbox One, bringing fantasy football to life, now available for $3.99 at a Microsoft store near you. We're back with Rob Gronkowski next.
NFL Mobile from Verizon is perfect for a guy like me. At home or on the go, NFL Mobile keeps me connected to all the action across the league. I can watch live NFL games on Thursday, Sunday, and Monday nights. Track player and team news, player tweets, watch NFL Network 24/7 and more. Plus, with NFL Mobile, I have real-time access to NFL Red Zone, so I can watch every touchdown from every game on Sunday afternoons. So I'll never be without football. Especially when Jaws and Muffin can't find that oh-so-perfect spot. Oh, hold up. Go, go. That's it. Come on, kick it in hyperdrive. Touchdown!
Get NFL Mobile on America's largest 4G LTE network and discover why more people choose Verizon than any other network. Call star NFL to download NFL Mobile now. Verizon, official wireless provider of the New England Patriots. Airtime message and data usage applies. Available on select smartphones. Coverage not available everywhere. Don't call or text while driving.
Before Jenny met her new nephew, Wyatt, before she drove to New York, and before she picked up a Boston Red Sox onesie down the street from her Alston studio, Jenny got 1% back on tires, 2% back on snacks, and 3% back on gas using her Bank AmeriCard Cash Rewards credit card. So Jenny got ready to do what she loved with cash rewards she liked. That's the power of the Bank AmeriCard Cash Rewards credit card. That's Bank of America. Life's better when we're connected. With the Bank AmeriCard Cash Rewards credit card, you can earn 1% cash back on all purchases all the time. 2% cash back on groceries and 3% cash back on gas. Apply today at bankofamerica.com/getcashback. Grocery and gas bonus rewards apply to 1,500 in combined purchases each quarter. Call 1-888-224-8735 for details about credit costs and terms. Copyright 2013 Bank of America Corporation.
Ask the rest of the country what comes to mind when they think of New England. The answer isn't Paul Revere or Tri-Corner Hats, maple syrup or Walden Woods. They now think of dominance. The success of the sleeveless hoodie, 3 Super Bowl championships, AFC East champions 10 out of the past 12 years, the first NFL dynasty of the millennium. So while the other 44 states now think of us more for our wins than clam chowder, that's fine. Just ask anybody here. The Pats are all we think about, too. Gillette is proud to have played a role in the ascent of the New England Patriots, our New England Patriots. Because the logo hanging high above Gillette Stadium isn't just team sponsorship. It's our declaration of allegiance to the fans from Maine, New Hampshire, Vermont, Massachusetts, Connecticut, and Rhode Island. The New Englanders that have helped make Gillette what we are today. From Boston for New England, we're Gillette, the best a man can get.
It's Jim from Ace Ticket. The New England Patriots are back in action, and Ace Ticket, the Patriots' official fan travel partner, is behind the team, from Foxborough all the way to Arizona. Ace Ticket is your official home for all Boston sports tickets, with free and easy pickup in Kenmore Square, across from the Boston Garden, or game day pickup at Patriot Place. So treat yourself or impress someone. Go to aceticket.com or call 1-800-MY-SEATS.
I say 1-800-MY-SEATS.
Follow the Patriots like never before with the official Patriots mobile apps for iPhone, Android, and iPad. Get instant access to all the latest news, stats, and analysis, plus live Patriots Game Center. Search New England Patriots in your device's app marketplace to get the latest Patriots news, audio, and video in the palm of your hand. Download the official Patriots mobile apps today and stay connected.
Xbox One is not only a game console, but the home entertainment system every fantasy football fan needs. The NFL on Xbox One is your connection to all things fantasy, giving you personalized news, highlights, stats, and scores instantly on your TV. Watching your favorite team play on Sunday, but wondering how your fantasy players are doing? With built-in fantasy football, track your updates on TV in real time across NFL.com and multiple fantasy leagues, all while still watching live games. Xbox One, bringing fantasy football to life. Now available for $3.99. At a Microsoft store near you. Want to be a Patriots season ticket holder? Join the Patriots season ticket holder waitlist and get in the game. Be first in line to purchase Patriots season tickets as they become available and receive exclusive access to the Patriots ticket exchange and other amenities such as access to playoff tickets, Gillette Stadium concert pre-sales, and much more. Get on the list. Get in the game. Visit Patriots.com/the list to join today.
Join Mark, Andy, and Paul by calling the Ace Ticket Hotline at 855-PATS-500 or get in touch with the show via email at webradio@patriots.com. Now, back to the Xbox One Patriots postgame show and your host, Mark the Beetle Bertrand.
All right, welcome back. The Xbox One Patriots postgame show. You get that second win yet?
I noticed that.
You feeling it?
You went all Fred Kirsch on there.
All right. 855-PATS-500 is the phone number if you want to jump on board. 855-PATS-500. The email inbox stopped working, apparently. I'm trying to get a few emails out of this thing, but it's not working too well.
Is that like an Eddie Edelman? The phone lines must be down.
No. It's just getting
it's like
them
Eric's phone.
Michael,
calling
Michael
me.
Writes in, wow, you're
hey, how are ya?
Wow, you're a negative, a bad word, negative bleep. Yes.
Four-letter word?
Andy?
A-H, the negative A-H.
Oh.
I'm sorry, but I haven't really heard much negativity in this show. And
yeah,
with,
he said they
I
were
think
making,
it's me. I think he's directing
he's talking
at me.
About the show they were all putting on.
I think he's
the celebrating and the handshakes and the this and the that.
Yeah, but that's got nothing to do with the game. There's no negativity about that.
Email coming in from, it looks like Danny. I don't know if this is the Danny. My good list. Stork, Collins, Gronk and Wright, Ridley, Gillette Stadium, very loud. Go Pats. Some good stuff coming in.
It's funny. We had someone else earlier had Collins on the bad list.
Yes. I would have had him on the bad list.
I would have had him on the sort of non-factor list. I thought he got beat a few times in coverage, and I didn't really see him do a whole lot. He made a good tackle on Bernard.
Made a good tackle on Tate on the punt return.
See, now that's why they call you AH. I mean,
well,
that's,
I'm sorry. That's borderline inexcusable.
Okay.
Pepper.
Right?
But you never made a mistake?
Nope.
Pepper writes in, here's his,
God.
Wow,
here's his bad.
No.
Pepper's got the bad list. LaFell drops again, dropped a TD, would have put the game away, and Logan Ryan, oh my gosh. Thanks, Pepper.
Well, but luckily, you're about a week away, well, maybe not Mark, but from Logan Ryan becoming your fifth corner, right?
Yep.
Well down the depth chart when you have Revis, Browner, Dennard, Arrington.
Another thought from Pepper. Devlin, better than advertised.
Not better than I've been advertising.
I was going to say.
Because no, I have been advertising since the summer that man is a better athlete than people give him credit for, has better hands than people give him credit for.
Now, one person called me.
Tom Brady couldn't be as good as you advertised James Devlin.
The negative bleep, but Jeff writes in exactly on the stuff for the camera. The handshake between Tom and Bill was all for the cameras. Since when do they trot on the field together like synchronized swimmers? But the real, listen, this is good stuff. I missed this. The real story was the Belichick-Wilfork handshake. From the camera angle, didn't look like Vince was happy to be shaking hands. Jeff.
You guys are unbelievable.
Handshake gate. Handshake.
Just so you know, everything Bill Belichick does is somewhat awkward in terms of social circles.
Oh, I think everything. Yeah.
So when he gives a hug or a handshake or a post-game congratulations, sometimes it looks a little awkward. Right?
Yeah.
I would agree with that. But I
mean, I didn't care for his tone on the with all due respect, but you guys are making mountains out of molehills.
Who's you guys?
This guy.
We're just reading some emails.
Because I have...
And the other guy, Jeff, or somebody.
Oh, I thought you were meaning Mark and
Danny.
I. Because
no.
I don't really have a whole lot of interest in this stuff. To be honest with you, I didn't really see a lot of it. I know it was on the TV broadcast, but I didn't really catch a lot of it.
Here's something we have not talked about. Michael writes in, hey guys, great win, but I'm a little concerned with Rob Ninkovich this season. I've always thought he was a smart, high-motor player that made the most of his limited talent. Is he injured, or has his age sapped the already limited athleticism he had to start with? Thanks, Mike.
He has not had a good start to the season. I will say that.
I mean, he's the type of guy where it seemed like every game last year, he'd make a big play. Or the last couple of years,
well,
right?
Yeah, like the last 3 years, he's been one of the best timely playmakers this team has had and consistently.
How that happened?
He has made big plays. He hasn't made any this year. The injured part, I'd wonder, week one against Miami, he looked like he had something, maybe a shoulder or like a pec kind of an injury. Left the game briefly, came right back in, hasn't missed any time. Don't even believe he's been on the injury report. But
That matters.
So perhaps he's dealing with something physically, but I also think that there's a chance that the workload over the last couple of years may be catching up to him a little bit. You know, last year a lot was made of him and Chandler Jones playing, you know, over 95% of the snaps. You know, Jones a little younger, probably a better athlete. You know, maybe that is catching up to Ninkovich a little bit. Maybe he is a step slower.
That's Ben, not good for my little defensive front thing, because I consider him sort of a reliable factor on the defensive front. If you remove him, now we're searching for even more answers.
Ben from New York writes in, "Hey, guys, all I have to say is, good thing I didn't bet my house and life savings on the Bengals like the guy from Vegas told us to do so. Looks like he'll be living in a shoebox." Ha, 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 ha. Ben from New York.
That's not very nice.
Well, looks like
not a lot of love for Jeff.
Looks like Ben's enjoying that.
You win some, you lose some.
John writes in, "Hey, Mark, Brady needs to go out on Monday morning and buy a handful."
Very funny, you get.
You got to be a little quicker with that, Kev. A little quicker with that.
Trying to find it.
Now he's annoyed with you. He's no longer annoyed with Andy. He's annoyed with you.
Damn Dropbox.
John writes, "Brady needs to go out Monday morning and buy a handful of Rolex watches for his offensive line."
Whoa.
That's a little bit premature.
After he got his ass kicked for 4 weeks, I'm not sure they earned Rolexes with one performance.
I'm not sure that would go over well. I think they would think he was being sarcastic.
A mock gift.
Really? I'm doing the best I can. Tom, we were a little better last week.
Stork would take it.
Yeah. Everyone sucks.
And head right
me.
For the pawn shop. I'm a young player. I could use the coin.
All right. So let's get to Rob Gronkowski in the Patriots locker room after the game. Rob Gronkowski defending his quarterback. Tom Brady, what do you have to say?
Gronk, how satisfying was this victory for you guys?
It was great. It's great to come out here. We played together as a team very well. Helped each other out, defense, offense, clicked together on offense, and it was a great game and a lot of fun.
Ignore the extra emotional tonight, especially you were extra emotional
tonight. Oh, yeah, for sure. Just got to get up. Just got to go out there and play hard and
was it a reaction to all the negativity that maybe you heard this week?
Yeah, definitely. I mean, I told my brother, I was like, before we came to the game, I go, I'm going to make 12 look like Tom Brady again today, baby. And I went out there with my teammates, and we made Tom Brady look like Tom Brady after you guys were criticizing him all week. The fans, everything. And it feels so good, and he's such a leader. And he went over 50,000 yards today. He's an unbelievable player, and I'm so glad to play with him.
So it sounds like you're almost emotional.
Yes, definitely. We had to go out there. We had to execute. We were executing as a team very well. And we're clicking on all cylinders, the running game, the passing game, the defense with the turnover. So it was a great game, and we got to take it, practice hard this week, and get ready for the Bills for sure.
Was this a statement game for you guys?
It was just another it's another game. It's a long season. You want a victory every single week. We came out with a victory, and that was our goal, and that's what happened. We got to keep rolling.
What was the mindset all week of practice? What were you guys saying amongst yourselves?
Mindset is the same every week. You want to get better. You want to prepare to the best of your ability, and you want to prepare to the max, and no matter who the opponent is, and that's what we did. And we got to do that again, and we got to practice hard.
I feel like you were defending the Patriot name this week when a lot of people were kind of turning on you.
Nah, I mean, it happens. It's NFL. Every team's really good. You can't win them all. It's really hard to. And we just came out, played very well together as a team, and worked very hard.
You were very emotional just talking about Tom Brady. What about the fans tonight? You heard the Brady chants over.
Exactly. That's why it was so great, seeing all the Brady chants and everything. After the first couple games, we were a little shaky, and it's great to come back strong, and he's shown that he's still a young buck, and he has a lot in his tank left, and I'm proud to be playing with him, and it was awesome seeing all the Brady chants out there, and it was just a good game overall with a lot of teamwork.
Thanks, Rob.
Rob, what did it mean to be on the receiving end of the 50,000 yards?
I just learned that, too, after. It's an honor, and I'm humble about it. And it's great to even play with him. He's such a leader, and he helps me make the player I am.
Good stuff from Rob Gronkowski. Loves playing for his quarterback. He admitted to hearing the noise, hearing the criticisms, all of you, the fans, everybody, calling everybody.
Don't on the big screen right now. Give me a chest bump.
Don't you like
Gronk? Yes.
Well, yeah, we all like Gronk. But you know, a lot of Patriots fans have been sort of trained over the years because there's so little that gets said out of this team. You know, Belichick doesn't say anything. You know, the players are so close to the vest and cliche-driven. And the Patriots have won so much that the fans have seemed to be that like they're almost trained to say that that's what they like. Well, you shouldn't give anything. Wouldn't you much rather hear that after a game? Like, did that hurt them?
Nope.
You know, a passionate defense of his quarterback. You know, and the tight end admitted he heard the criticism and it bothered them. What's wrong with that?
Nothing.
They heard what was being said about one of the greatest quarterbacks of all time, and it bothered them, and they wanted to do something about it. And he spoke from the heart there. Well, like, is there some, what is wrong with that? I think that's awesome.
Now they'll both get in trouble. Him, Brady.
You're probably right, Andy.
They hear things.
You're probably right. Because Bill's message was, with all due respect,
we don't hear that.
You're full of bleep. And the quarterback and the tight end admitted that they heard it. Matthew Slater had a bunch of quotes that I read on Twitter earlier admitting that they heard this stuff. You know, if that's what it took to play with a little extra emotion tonight, is that so wrong?
Nope.
I think that was awesome, what Gronk did tonight.
Me too. Although I thought it was a little overrated on Twitter. I didn't really hear him get choked up.
Oh, no, I didn't hear him getting choked up.
He spoke with passion.
Right.
He spoke passionately. I didn't hear him getting choked up.
I think he started slapping his hands together or something.
Like. I just liked it. That's all.
And told his brothers.
I don't want to overrate anything. You know, it was good. Choked up. It was a Gettysburg Address or something.
No, it was
awesome. I just thought it was a passionate defense.
Brian's in Brighton. He's been waiting. Want to jump, get him on here. Go ahead, Brian.
Hey, once again, Twitter's overrating things anyways. I don't buy the Bart Hubbuck report anyways or Tweety. About, like, the overreaction with Belichick and the reporter.
We're efforting that.
Yeah, like, let me hear it. The guy is totally a muckraker. I like to follow him, though.
He is.
Because he is such a schmuck.
He makes you laugh, doesn't he?
He does.
Even sometimes when it's a topic you don't really want to laugh about, he makes you laugh.
Yeah, Andy follows him, yep. I don't, but yeah. He tells me what happens.
He makes me laugh.
He's the definition of an internet troll.
Yep.
I mean, Andy, you want to be one, but he's better than you.
Hey, screw you.
Well, he doesn't work for an organization.
Yeah.
That's the difference. Andy could go
you
pro.
You should hear some of the things I could say.
Andy could go pro in trolling if he wanted to.
So one of my main questions, but I'll get to that, but I just want to say one thing. In defense of, like, Jeff in Vegas and Paul and you, Beetle, picking against the Patriots tonight, that was a totally reasonable pick. And like you guys were saying, I'm glad I'm right after Gronk's interview. He said we had a bad start after what's been going on. I mean, there was no reason for us to expect this tonight. And so anyone that wants to call and be like, oh, yeah, you haters. No, this is real. That was a realistic view of what this game could have been. And, wow, it was a shocker that it turned out to be the way it was.
Yeah, no question. And I also, I missed the part where people said, like, the dynasty's over and sort of how Tom Curran posed a question. I also don't think anybody really predicted the Patriots to get blown out tonight. I saw most scores
I didn't predict
were
to be
close
a
scores.
I thought it would be a close game, and I thought the Bengals were going to get a turnover late to put the game away, but I thought it was going to be a 20-16 game, and then the Patriots turned the ball over very late to give the Broncos, I don't know why I keep calling them the Broncos, the Bengals, an extra touchdown to put the game away, but I agree with you, Andy. I didn't hear dynasties over. Matter of fact, I didn't hear a single person claim that they wouldn't win the AFC East.
No.
Yeah, so, I mean, it was like people are sitting here dancing in front of us like we were putting them in the grave just because because I definitely picked against the Patriots today.
Right.
Yeah, and it might be the championship grave.
Yeah.
But not the playoff grave. You know, I think everybody thought they would still make the playoffs. I think we were questioning whether or not this team had what it takes to compete with the top flight teams.
And I
thought
still
this was a top flight team tonight,
wow.
And they dominated them. Now, We'll see. Maybe we over. I might be guilty of. I asked you guys in the pregame social. Might we be saying after the game that we overrated the Bengals? I don't think we did. I think the Patriots made the Bengals look bad tonight.
Sure.
But I think the Bengals are a good football team, and the Patriots made them look like that.
Good football team.
Yeah.
The Bengals tonight failed to stamp themselves as a Super Bowl contender.
Correct.
And therefore, I can't say because the Patriots beat them, they're a Super Bowl contender.
Brian is not buying in on the Hubick report that there was a little incident, a little dust-up in the locker room. A source tells me there was definitely an incident in the locker room.
Okay.
I don't have details on it as of yet, but I did say we were efforting that. Someone who was in the room says something did happen.
Okay.
So
we'll figure that
out.
We'll
get more as the week goes on.
Sure, there'll be plenty of talk about that on Felger and Maz all week long.
Hey, that's what we do best. 2 to 6, 98.5 The Sports Zone. Make sure you tune in.
Wednesday, 4 to 5.
4 to 5, Paul Pirillo.
Oh, Bedard didn't push you back this week?
Bedard never pushed him back.
Anything to do with me.
That never, he never pushed him back. It's an unfair criticism. Andy. What? No, never mind, Andy. Thank you, Paul. Make sure PFW in progress Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday this week, boys.
Sure. Noon to 2, baby.
Noon to 2, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday. Catch
Paul's
it right
making
here
me uncomfortable by dancing.
On Patriots.com. Next week, Patriots got the Buffalo Bills. I won't be here for that one, boys.
We will be.
Like I told you.
Sunday at 1.
Day off.
That means 10:45, pregame social.
I'm in a wedding that day.
Back to no one cares. Back to our morning time slot.
I'm actually upset that I'll be missing it.
Postgame show. Nice to do postgame shows when it's still light outside.
There you go.
When some people are still awake.
Patriots get a win. Good Things point. Look to be back on track for this team. Talk to you again soon.
Arizona, baby!
Bye.
This has been the Xbox One Patriots postgame show on Patriots.com radio.
Out of the I formation with Devlin in the fullback for Ridley, who takes the handoff, started up the middle, runs it right. A foot race to the 5. Ridley's going to win it to the end zone. Touchdown, Patriots!
Next Sunday, the Pats head to Buffalo to take on the Bills. Kickoff is set for 1 p.m. Be sure to log on to Patriots.com to tune in to the Xbox One Patriots postgame show with Mark Bertrand immediately following the game.
Brady with a check with me on a 3rd and 4 from the 10. Brady in the pocket, has time to the end zone. Touchdown, Patriots! Edelman has it!
For more news, analysis, and reaction to today's game, tune in to Patriots.com radio all week long. Log on to Patriots.com anytime for the most up-to-date news and information on your favorite team. We look forward to hearing from you on the next edition of the Xbox One Patriots Postgame Show.